Blog Talk Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Energy out there. We told you, those of you on the dry bones, all you bones out there, y'all been saying it, vindication for sure, validation. The harvest moon, we don't have eclipses. I mean, all kind of stuff is happening to the atmosphere. And we just saying, let it be. Wow. I hope one day you're going to be answered, but today you will get only the facts. That's what we're going to give you today, the facts and only the facts. No matter how I might dictate them out my mouth, they still the facts. And if they not to you, still does not mean they not the facts. That's, you only obtain 10% of anything. You are being bombarded daily, including myself, through all kind of information all day long. That's why you got to take that television, turn the shit off, and take that cell phone, turn that shit off. People are using the cell phones as weapons against you because, of course, everybody wants you to answer the phone. Put the phone down. They're going to be doing – we told you broadcasting system is under control. Send your Bibles. Now, I'm not telling you to believe the Bible verbatim. That is ridiculous. This is a multifaceted book of high-level, occultic, well-put-together information. Ain't no other way to put it. But today, because this program has already given this information on numerous occasions, got to do it again because this is right up my alley. Oh, my goodness. I mean, did they not say they were going to do this? The synagogues of Satan. Now, I know y'all want to jump on all over the Jews. That is not, see, that's predictive pro. That's called predictive programming. They know you're going to do this. They know it. You get all this stuff talking about the Jews did this, Jews did that. First of all, that can't be their name. I told you, that's a magic name. Ain't no J in the Hebrew language. Now, unless they're going to reveal their real name, facts show that they've been called the Khazarian Empire right over there where all this has manifested. And for everybody who's out there listening today, facts matters. Hey, if I'm lying, make it a, show us the facts. I see, facts, though, I ain't sedentary in my mindset where I'm going to just keep believing a lie, become a lover of a lie. No, we ain't doing that program. See, I will validate the facts from anybody. I don't care what persuasion you is, color, female, sexuality, whatever it is. If it's factual, I'm going to say, hey, I might not do that, but this shit is happening. Okay, I see that's real. Because it ain't real to you, don't mean it's not real. That's why it is real. We're going to have fun today. Let's get it on. I know what time it is. I ain't got to get off nothing because we don't play till the sun goes down. That's how we're going to do it up in here. We're going to have a good mindset. Now, we have already told you the globalists, their name is not globalists. You can call them that. For those who don't know, they're technocrats. They're technocrats. They are a techocracy put in by a medical scientific theocracy. So two of these entities are merged already. I'm going to prove it today with facts only. Just the facts. I'm going to bring y'all on. We might have my brother Tariq from the West Coast. West Coast, man. Y'all, oh, my goodness. This part of the West Coast, I didn't even have to do it, but that's part of it. End up being part of the West Coast. Ain't this amazing? But whatever you feel the globalists are in your mind, have had a hand in shaping the finances in all terrorist organizations. Now, all of them, every single one has to be financed because how are you going to get some people poor to come up with some goddamn sophisticated weapons? Now, have y'all seen how the two birds with, oh, the one bird, that's right, with two wings. One is now pro-Zionist, other one is anti-Zionist. So you got both stations controlled by one body bird, because all the networks is already controlled. We already proved this with facts. Y'all proved it by coming on here and giving us the facts. It is controlled by a entity out of this norm, almost like 007 octopussy type shit, which you've been told. Now, I'm just going to go fast so we can get this program on hot speed. Whew. The finance of these terrorists, and y'all know there's many of them. Even the Ku Klux Klan, we have showed you the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam was both financed by one dude. I will get to all that later because when I bring the bones in, we're going to roll hardcore today. Better get it in. During the 20th century, we had given out the Muslim Brotherhood of Kemet, El Kebilon. Somebody tell me why y'all in that over here. All y'all over there talking about El Kebilon and Egypt, how come you ain't in the Muslim Brotherhood over there? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Then they had the Hamas of Palestine. Now, Palestine is the trick word. You go as far as you want to go with it. I'm not going through all that today. It's a trick word. When I say trick word, you mean you better look it up in etymology basis. Not no regular dictionary. Look up the etymology of the word. That way you'll see where this came from. You'll see, oh, here's another one. And, of course, the Afghan. Y'all have been proven that they helped the Afghan Why would they not? Because they make the opium. That's common sense. Anybody who read the book Back of the Assassins, know my man put together, that white boy put together that book so good. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's factual. So obviously, they're going to take care of the Mujahideen. Now, I don't see why y'all don't know this, but seems to be we got selective Alzheimer's, all of us, because you only want to remember what you want. That makes you feel good. See, history could be a drug, too. If you only hear the one side only, you just feel good all day. Oh, we did. This is a good love and hate story here. It says, in your Bible, I will create enmity in thy seed and of thy woman's seed. Now, obviously, that's some hatred shit. So this is where we're going to get down today, because I put the question out years ago. I said, well, man, then if God in the Bible, Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh, wanted Israel to be punished, wouldn't he be the better, since y'all, you know, use the masculine, since y'all wanted, he would be the unbelievable war. He says it in Exodus 15, I'm a war. I'm supreme strategist of war. He war. So I don't know what God y'all talking about, but it's in there that y'all going to go to church in a little while. It's in your scripture, Exodus 15:3. Now, those of you who have split the Bible up into two pieces, I won't even go into what the two pieces mean, but we're going to do that later on. We'll get busy on that. Now, after they finance all these groups, obviously, they got to put them out to work. What you finance for them if you ain't going to put them to work? So they got y'all on Terror Squad. That's why these little Terror Squad, you know, we got all these rappers bringing in the New World Order for us. Well, you know, just wait a minute. I'm about to get deep on this one here. Whew, this is a good one here. Now, you want to have the Muslim Brotherhood in football because of Kaepernick. Look at these names, Kaepernick. All the names are saved. This is all part of the synagogue of Satan. Now, synagogue of Satan does not mean, I'm going to give you the etymology word. It means adversary, the synagogues of the adversary ones, the ones that get into your mind, your synagogue. They have gotten into our minds, just like Star Trek. Those of you who watch Star Trek, remember the aliens that got in your mind and Kirk and them? And, of course, Spock, hard to get. Ain't that strunny? But all of them got together and decided. I'm going to play the in a minute. Let me heat this pot up. After they finished financing, look at the dates, y'all. Look at the dates. All facts. But the history of this duplicity dates further back still to the 18th century when the British created the Wahhabi sect of Saudi Arabia. Look up the British in the Wahhabi sect of Saudi Arabia itself to further its imperialistic objectives. The word imperialistic should be very much in your brain. After World War I, when we play this tape for y'all, after World War I, they leave out these groups. The Ottoman Turks were divided into varying puppet regimes. They divided them up. And, of course, the Sultans, which y'all know who they are, for aiding to undermine the Ottoman authority in the region, Assad was duly awarded with the creation of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in 1932. So 1932, before Palestine, they did with the Arabs. We told you this a long time ago. Y'all got the wrong enemy. That's one thing I tell about some people. Thank you, my brother. He might have passed. I don't know. But I remember that individual told me, he said, your people always focusing on the wrong groups. I said, man, ain't that interesting? A white guy told me this. I said, man, that's deep. I thought he was tripping at the time, but I said, nah, he might not be. Let me check this. Come to find out, he wasn't lying. We look at, now, if they were the first ones to get nation status, why them first, Saudi Arabia? See, y'all didn't even know that. I'm sure y'all didn't. I'm sure of it. I wish we'd do cash money game. I'd probably be rich. But 1932, that's right. Now, look what it says. Here's where it gets deep. They gave them, in 1932, Saudi Arabia. Y'all worried about Palestine and Saudi Arabia before them. 1 year later, in 1933. I can't get no simpler than that. They went from 32 to 33 and granted, check out what it says, the Saudis granted oil concessions to California Arabian Standard Oil Company. I didn't even know California had an Arabian Standard Oil Company. Ain't that amazing? California. The very next year, Standard Oil, I know about them. They were the ones that helped the Nazis with the Bush family. I'm like, wow, Prescott, this is getting deeper. Then they say it was called SoCal, like South Cal, like, almost like the football team name. Guess what it is today called? Chevron. And if y'all look at the Chevron, y'all see the two stars. Well, I'm not going into all that. Y'all know symbols of Chevron by now. That's not my fault. Now, let's even go further now. After they did this first, then they got you hallucinating on Palestine. Ain't that funny? After they made sure that money connection was taken care of. So by that time, the Bilderberg, here's where it gets deep, y'all. That name, this is easy to find. If I can find it, come on. I mean, I know I dig deep all day. I like to dig deep. Standard Oil Company, an affiliate, and they made them part of the family, the Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia today, let's go back, let's hyperspeed today. That's why you got to wonder what's going on. You know, the Grand Mosque of Medina and of Mecca is in the hand of King Saud, the young mother, the young one. He already said the holy cities of Jerusalem is ours. Now, y'all can go look it up. I ain't got time to play with y'all today. You know, still got some things we got to do. Now, let's go with this premise. Wow. Then we find out that the Rockefellers, and in 1999, when Prince was doing his 1999, we partying so much, we don't even know this is taking place. You know, we all having a good time. King Fahd of Saudi Arabia attended a Bilderberg meeting, everybody. Go look it up. Presumably to discuss the role in furthering the interests of world government. That's what he went for, world government. Not his people government, but world government. Along with the other luminaries. Guess who else was there, y'all? Now, I remember this cat, but you know, Jimmy Carter, you know, Clinton. We didn't really, Jesse Jackson going over there to Palestine and shit. You know, that's how you know the black folks got to be connected to the CNN side. Because they for the Palestinians. That's why you said conflict resolution type shit. So they got them to do all this and then come to find out Yasser Arafat and the Pope at the Bilderberg meeting in 1999. And y'all better go look that up. Ain't got time to play today. Evidently, Saudi Arabia was part of a deceptive plot. A deceptive plot. Very deceptive. Because why would you go and get them first? And then you came up. Then you came up with this agreement that y'all going to hear today. These are the facts. Sometimes I wonder why the teachers don't even teach in school factual information no more. I mean, it's out there. Luckily, we do have the internet. I can find it myself in their own libraries. All you got to do is dig deep. They'll let you in. Not three times.
It's been 100 years since the British government issued the Balfour Declaration, a document that would later become a cornerstone for the creation of the State of Israel. But why is Britain celebrating its colonial legacy while glossing over the 100 years of conflict that followed? Let's go back to November 2nd, 1917, when British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour sent a letter to Lord Walter Rothschild, a leader in the British Zionist Federation. Balfour's letter expressed sympathy for Jewish Zionist aspirations at the heart of Zionism, a political ideology calling for Jews to return to Palestine. The Balfour Declaration said the UK would use their best endeavors to facilitate the establishment of a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine. So on that date, Zionism became an official objective of Britain's foreign policy. But the British had no legal authority to establish a home or a state for anyone in lands that they didn't own, a land where 92% of the local population were Muslims and Christians who were never consulted. And even though they didn't own the land, the British would soon control it. The lines on the map were in flux. That's because, well, World War I was going on and British Allied troops were advancing on Palestine. Just a few weeks after the Balfour Declaration was issued, British General Edmund Allenby conquered Jerusalem. The British Prime Minister at the time, David Lloyd George, called its capture a Christmas present for the British people. During the war, the UK made a number of promises that it wouldn't keep. One was to the Sharif of Mecca, Hussein bin Ali. He's the great-great-grandfather of Jordan's King Abdullah II. Britain promised their support for a single, independent, and unified Arab state. And in return, he agreed to be part of a revolt against the Ottoman Caliphate. A second commitment was made to France under a secret agreement between colonial powers to divide up the Middle East between them. Under the Sykes-Picot Agreement, Palestine would be an international zone. But the agreement wasn't honored later on. Britain wanted Palestine for itself. Then came the third commitment to the British Zionist Federation. Now, this is the one that the British actually honored. Its ambiguous language created problems, but it was a deliberate choice to use the word home rather than state in the declaration. Each of the five official drafts of the declaration were carefully reviewed by the Foreign Office. The Zionist project in Palestine was one way for the British government to resolve the problem of growing anti-Semitism in Europe. It would also protect Britain's interests throughout the region. After the war, the five colonial powers at the time, the UK, France, Italy, the US, and Japan, gave Britain a mandate for Palestine. The British government and the Zionist movement made sure it included the wording of the Balfour Declaration. It then became international law, and the Balfour Declaration became a legal obligation for Britain. The British mandate of Palestine would last for 30 years, a land that was called Palestine by Europeans, Palestine by Arabs, and Eretz Israel, or Land of Israel, in Hebrew. There's a part of the Balfour Declaration that's often forgotten. It backs the idea of a Jewish home, provided that nothing would be done to harm the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. In fact, in 1917, only 8% of the population of Palestine were Jewish. For much of the 1920s and 30s, the British facilitated Jewish immigration to Palestine, automatically granting each newly arrived Jewish immigrant with a Palestinian passport. And as the demographics changed, resentment grew between the Jewish and Arab communities of Palestine and towards their occupiers, the British. When Britain decided to leave in May of 1948, the Zionist paramilitary army was ready with a plan to colonize all of historic Palestine. We're talking about a large-scale ethnic cleansing. More than 700,000 local Palestinians were kicked out of their ancestral homes. Hundreds of Arab villages were razed to the ground, and 15,000 Palestinians were killed that year in several massacres. All this happened while tens of thousands of British soldiers were still in Palestine. Zionists declared their own state on May 14, 1948, and began the process of wiping the word Palestine off the map and deleting it from the historic record. And that continues to this day. 12 million descendants of those indigenous Palestinians refer to Israel's violent birth as Al-Nakba, or the catastrophe. And every year when Israelis celebrate their state, Palestinians mark the systematic destruction of their society. So, British celebrations of the Balfour Declaration are as problematic as the declaration itself. The British government is proud of its colonial legacy, even though it opened Pandora's box, putting in motion events that would lead to future wars between its allies. And while celebrating this British declaration, Israel cannot escape its own colonial past, which continues to the present. Palestinians and...
Now, right there should be a wake-up call to all you listening today. It said British, you seen the queen die. I know y'all didn't watch the ceremony, which you should have watched. That was a grand ritual of all proportions. But we're going to get deep today after we get past 12. Oh, my goodness. We about to, because y'all don't know what they unleashed into the earth. Unfortunately, this is like never talked about. Never, except for today. We're going to bring it up to the light. Where's Saudi Arabia at? They just was all on 60 Minutes. I mean, I hope y'all watch this dude, what he's saying. He is, they building the first city called Nome. I mean, a straight up in the desert. Unbelievable. Funds going toward this. I don't know if we are all, but I think we got the wrong, just like Dr. Carl Anderson say, y'all all been looking at the wrong enemy, unfortunately. And while all this is going on, I'm going to bring this to your remembrance. You worrying about the borders of Israel and your borders is wide open. Ass wide open. Ass wide open. Now, you know, you can only take it in the ass for so long. You're going to have to go to the doctor. You go too much. That's just common sense known throughout any of the real world. So just think about your borders. It's ass wide open. Only trouble could come from an ass wide open. Nonstop. Gotta take a break. Ass gotta heal, don't it? So this is what's gonna happen. Africa, which I'm gonna bring back the ghost, because it's Halloween. See, I love this month. We number 8. Ocho. We tried to warn you. We going back into time, y'all. We're going to take you back in time before I bring up the dry bones. We open the door for the crypt keeper. We open up the door for you today. This dude got a African perspective. We wasn't too sure of until, you know, we still ain't sure of this dude to this day. He was so-called assassinated. But listen to the words from the past. We tell, I'm opening up the crypt right now. Listen to Idi Amin. Now, regardless if you love Idi Amin or don't love Idi Amin, he still had a perspective, right? Rude, unbelievable rulership. Wear the iron paw. He going all over. Look what he said. And ain't many shows going to play this. I guarantee it. After they hear it on this, then they're probably going to play it. That's fine with me. But y'all got to see this. I want y'all to explain to me, Africa, how you ain't involved. All y'all pushing this black African stuff. I'm with you. But you're going to have to explain some stuff to me. You just can't run around the country lying all day. See, people don't go out no more and give. Remember, we used to have all the lecturers come in and they try to come in now, and, you know, nobody even go out for them because we see y'all left some history completely out. Gotta wonder who paying y'all, because I know I ain't rich from none of this shit. That's for damn sure. But listen to Idi Amin, supposed to be a cannibal, a polygamist. Women loved him. Listen to what he said. And then think about what he said, what he mentions and speaks of Golda Meir, one of them women who ruled Palestine.
But I must make it absolutely truth. The reason why I chased them from Uganda was because of the economy of Uganda. Uganda was going to be bankrupt. That is the reason why I chased away the Israelis.
You said you were friends with Golda Meir.
Yes, because she used to give me very good entertainment when I go to Israel.
Then you changed completely from an Israeli alliance to the Arab alliance.
I changed from Israeli alliance because Israeli are criminals and that they are not trusted people. They don't tell the world the truth. They were taken to Palestine as refugees and then they changed Palestine to become a state of Israel by force of arms given to them by Americans and the British.
Now, that is Idi Amin, regardless of how you feel about Idi Amin and parts of that, but he's dead, of course, so that's one of the spirits of the underworld coming to talk to you. He said she went over there because she gave him very good entertainment. I hope y'all listen to what he said. So I'm thinking he over there getting tricked out. Because, you know, he pimping, probably bringing all the cocaine, all the shit into Africa, because he got very good entertainment. But when they woke up Uganda, go look this up. Go look it up since y'all like Black history. Looked like, whoa, he got sold out. Somehow he made some statements. They went right after him. Right after him. Same thing they did at Gaddafi. Now, all you black Americans out there listening, or whatever you may call yourself, you voted for Obama, and he killed Gaddafi. And then you go have a black history meeting. Yeah, think about that one. Yeah, you're going to have a black history meeting, and the only black president you had that you could account for, because, you know, you go further back, but we're not going there today. Only one you could account for at this moment killed Gaddafi. He was going to change the economy. Remember all y'all started that bullshit? Back when Farrakhan was running around still talking about they were united Africa, and then they left Haiti out. Y'all remember that? Haiti didn't get no recognition from them, from Africa. Go look it up. I ain't making it up. You might be making it up, but I'm not making it up. Facts matter. Now, before we take a break to bring in the dry bones, the bone family across all the 10 regions, my brother Kwame doing some big things today in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, he is, y'all. 2:30. Y'all got time. 2:30. He going to be at 1059 Ralph Abernathy Road. That's going to be in Atlanta. It is a charge of 20. Believe me, that ain't nothing. Take that $20, go help out this brother and get y'all some information. He got a beautiful flyer out. I hope he sent it out to all y'all on the thread that he's on. I'll send that out. Those of you in ATL, please, 1059 Ralph Abernathy Road. You know Ralph Abernathy. He's part of the civil rights thing, but we ain't going to get into that either. 2:30, y'all. 2:30 p.m. $20. Y'all do it. Cause we gotta, just go look at that. That is beautiful. Beautiful program. I loved it. So those of you out there, I'll be mentioning throughout the program. We're going to take a quick break. We bring the bones back in. Just get ready, y'all. It ain't even over. Nowhere near. I'm just scratching the surface.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure.
That's the original one, y'all. That's the original. If I rule the world, y'all know the Fugees. I took that one. and they don't ran with it, but that's the original one. Yeah, I think that's that Miss Kim Weston. I think that's Miss Weston. Yeah. See, only Antoinette every Wednesday. She's been doing well. Y'all give a call out, a shout out to Antoinette, because she's been having a little bit of problems, but she's fighting through everything. Strong sister there. And on Wednesday night, so y'all make it happen. Make it happen. And we're going to keep this show rolling, because we need all y'all to participate, and this is that time for all y'all. Again, Antoinette Wednesday night with Brother Eddie. I hope Brother Eddie's doing well. Shout out to you. Thank you, man, for keeping up with us, too. That's a beautiful thing. All y'all who've been keeping us with us, we're going through the trials of life now, and we got to go through so many battles, but just the fact that we could all hook up, like they said in that great story, the dry bones will hook up across all regions. That's not even including America. That includes the world. That's a worldwide prophecy. Go ahead. 8554. Let's make it happen. Appreciate your hold.
I'm going to focus on something you said a few minutes ago about the borders. And it's interesting you said that, because what was all in the news feeds, mainstream and an alternative before this whole Israeli Hamas conflict happened? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, interesting.
If the majority of the news, well, from what I was seeing, was dealing with the border issues in a lot of the major cities, in Illinois, Texas, California, New York, so-and-so.
That's
then
right.
This whole conflict happened. Now, what's in the news now? Everything's about, is it real? And what's interesting, like I said, I always say, pay attention to what's going on in your front yard, your backyard, as well what's going on globally, too.
Look
at your politicians, your mayors, your governors, and your state reps, regardless if they're Democrat or Republican. And see what is their take, or what are they saying in terms of supporting Israel. You need to watch. It's going on right here in Tennessee. Southern state, yeah, you have Republicans. Hey, we need to support Israel. But at the same time, okay, what was going on before that? The governor of Illinois just last week diverted all the rental assistance programs in the state to the immigrants, like what we were saying earlier. And don't be surprised. Every time we have a conflict, or a recent conflict, and we're talking about Ukraine too, well, we got to support these people. We got to support these countries. Okay, where are those people going? Don't be surprised. Coming to a city near you, it's another excuse to bring in more immigrants. I mean, I ain't the smartest guy in the world, but I mean, they putting the game right in front of you.
Hey, man, hey, I would obviously say, I'm like, damn, you put it so eloquently, it looks like that's going to happen. I see it happening. I already see it happening, because it's definitely going to have to be something going on with what's coming. And let's go with what you just said earlier. Okay, they had a whole bunch of people watching the border, y'all. Thank goodness for sometimes these cell phones can be very good sources of information and tell for everybody. They had a whole caravan of men, y'all. I mean, men, able-bodied men was coming over in like 100,000 bands. Now, y'all might not pay no attention to that because they keep us off balance, but when you got that many people of men, no women was with them, all men. If y'all don't know what the Trojan horse was about, I told you they're coming through the back door.
And isn't it, but listen to what you just said. Now tell me why, and I just read it this morning at the last minute. Chicago, again, is getting ready to set up shelters specific for immigrant men. That ain't no accident, bruh.
Ain't no accident.
So they got the masses focused on this whole conflict. But at the same time, on the other end, they continue along with this, well, you said the technocracy, the globalization plan of bringing, flooding the blood in the country with these immigrants.
Yeah.
And ironically, this morning, just for shits and giggles, I went on to my because I look at a lot of the alternative news sites. Even now, everything is flooded with the same thing about is it real, all the conflict and everything. The right. number one story here in Memphis was actually two. If you sift through all the bullshit, number one, they want the taxpayers to pay more taxes to fund the FedEx Forum and the other stadiums to keep the Memphis Grizzlies here. That's the, that one out. Of the number one stories. And the yes. number one, number two story, guess what? Because we're not, I've always been saying, we're not done with this COVID bullshit.
No.
Now they're clocking all these pastors and business owners here that took that COVID PPP loan money.
Yes. Yes.
They own their ass. Why is that not being talked about?
Broward County, y'all. Broward County Sheriff Department had to get rid of 17, I think 19 sheriffs in Broward County, took over $500,000 of PDP money. That's a fact. Go look it up right now if you want to. Go ahead. Finish up, bro. I'm going to get some more calls. Go ahead. That's
you know. But no, that's based on what, because you kind of hit the nail on the coffin earlier. Be careful with this misdirection stuff. And then you talked about the entertainers. And then, like, now, look, I pay attention to the entertainers, the singers, whoever is putting support for Is It Real?
Is it real?
You know.
Yeah. I love how y'all put it today. Is it real?
One more thing. Something I saw a couple of days ago in West Memphis, Arkansas, when we're talking about the technocracy piece. And I was telling certain people, okay, about the trying to implement the digital currency and all this other stuff. Now, I forgot the name of the artist who put out that song, Not in this town, not in this hometown, whatever.
Right.
That song holds true to a lot of places down here because what shocked me. Somebody was telling me the other day that they had to go to court in West Memphis, Arkansas. It was like, okay, well, I got my ticket, whatever, so I can go online, pay with debit or credit card. No, we don't do that down here. You take your ass to the ATM, get cash, or you got to use a money order. When was the last time you had to pay something cash in a money order?
Yeah. Yeah, especially the money
and
order.
And the people down here, I'm telling you, it's like being back in the 70s, 80s, 90s time warp down here, which is not necessarily bad.
Yeah.
They are not with that digital currency bullshit right now. They still believe in the brick and mortar banks.
Yeah.
So I said all that to say, okay, yeah, the stuff with the so-called Israel is going on, but don't let that distract you from the real shit that's going on in your front and backyard. I'm done.
Yeah, and I think the front and backyard is definitely what we should be looking at.
Right.
We played them already.
Right.
So
but like I can say, connect your local politicians to what is going on and the support, because somehow you're going to end up directly, indirectly pay for that later on.
And that agenda about what you say with your local politician, I'm just telling y'all, we only getting started because it's Halloween. I told y'all I was going to put it all together for everybody because it's a Halloween program today, y'all. Believe what I'm telling y'all. Y'all watch the movie. Y'all get a chance after all the celebrity football come on. Remember that? It came out a long time ago, World War Z, y'all. Look up World War Z, and we're going to get some more calls. And don't just mute yourself. If you find some more stuff, holler back. We'll get you back in there. 877, I'm going down this chart, 877. I got 9927, 4853, 1069. We about to get it in here. 1-877, go ahead. And Brother Kwame Area, brother, sister, thank you.
Good morning, Dry Bones.
Yes,
I remember back in the day, me and my brother, we were wondering why over in Israel, why these people were so white looking compared to the rest of the people in that region. And I'm talking about, this has had to be about 15 years ago. And that's when we found out that President Roosevelt and the British stole the Palestine land and brought those people over to Russia. I could not believe that. My little brother, he enjoyed history back in those days. And to fast forward to what your article stated, that the globalists and, you know, who's always talking about the globalists in our country, that is the Democrat Party, okay? And look at California. amazing. There is 80% of the black boys in California that cannot read and write. Okay? California has been very well diverse into letting immigrants come over and take control. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go to California and you get more people speaking other language than English. And then you tell us here that the Saudi Arabia established a relationship with California in reference to Chevron oil is mind-boggling. So I guess what they're doing is, in order to break down the United States, they got to do it by state. And what do they start off at? And a state that's humongous, our largest state is California, you know. So the British, they was not finished when they lost, took control. Because, you know, the United States used to be called, what, British America? Was that what the name was it, British America?
Anglo.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Anglo-British America, yeah. They called it British America, yeah. That's what they called themselves.
Okay. Right. So after the war and they lost, they figure out how to enslave us, like black Americans, you know, we were out of slaves, and then we had some freedom for a minute, and then they put us back in slave in the 60s when they convinced us that the only party we should vote for is the Democrat Party. So we had freedom for a little bit of time, and when we did, before we became enslaved back again, we had prosperity. The British is telling the United States, no, we're not going to do it in open eyes. We're going to do it behind the scenes. So what they did was they went on and started creating all these different organizations, terrorist organizations, because, like you said,
that's what they did. You read the same script. Yeah.
They came from a poor country. How can a poor country get all these ammunition? Yeah. How can these poor countries go over and terrorize?
Let's make a point to what you're saying that be reality right now. They, you know how they got the weapons, y'all? They left how much weapons in Afghanistan when they pulled out?
Now, almost $100 billion.
Yeah. I'm surprised. See, this is how you know we're in trouble.
That should have been his first impeachment. That should have been his first impeachment right there.
Right.
How are you gonna go over to the country?
They leave the weapons,
and
or they give it to them secretly.
They don't even know.
There you go.
They don't know that Biden took the soldiers out before the citizens. Okay. Let's check this out, y'all. What is the rush? We've been on it for 20 fucking years. You take the soldiers out first. Not the American people, not the allies, those Afghan people who've been helping y'all for 20 years, and then y'all give the list to the Taliban. Okay,
yeah,
that should
yeah.
why. Now, see,
okay.
The question with the Republican
now,
Party is why
no,
isn't
no,
that
no,
part
no,
of the
you
impeachment?
Heard, now
that's
you
how
that.
You know.
You heard that. We're going to play with what you're saying, because people got to catch up to what you're going with before they can connect to each game that's been played. You just said that. Why did they do that? That's because they had neocon Republicans, which they call now, they in there. Y'all got to realize George Bush, I'm never going to forget this. I used to read about the New World Order. The first president that came out of his mouth in my era was George Bush Sr. When I heard that, that's what made me say, oh, this shit real. Because, of course, you read about it. You don't think about it until you start reading and say, wait a minute, this shit been out for a minute. Then you hear the right characters say the stuff. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, let's go with what you just said. They actually now are without a Speaker of the House, y'all. Isn't that strange? Don't y'all find
weird,
that strange?
Now, yeah, that's,
no,
I mean, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it took 8 Republicans. Hey, we talked about this last week on the birthday party. Hey, this is the same script of the
Golden Number
Jesus
8
story. The Julius Caesar. Where's Brother Eddie at? I mean, this is amazing. It's amazing. Now, okay, let's go with that premise. Now that we see that, what's your thoughts? Because I know you look at some of the Republicans, but what's your thoughts on Gates and them from Florida? Here's Florida. Again, Florida's always going to be in the news, y'all. The richest people are here in the state of Florida. Believe me, some of the richest. So I like to tell you, they're in everybody's state, but there's some unbelievable amount of wealth here. I mean, cranes are everywhere in Florida. A crane is everywhere. And I say that again. You know it's wealth when the cranes are everywhere. I can't go downtown without seeing up to 50 cranes. That's a fact. But go ahead. Finish that part and tell me what you think about
it. I can tell you what my take on Matt is because of the fact that I actually watched his leading up to getting rid of McCarthy. And if you go back and watch his interviews, you'll see that he did not intend on his shit to pass. He said several times, they said, you know you ain't got the votes. He said, I ain't got the votes. And he said, but you know what? I got a conscience. So at least when history repeats itself, I know that I tried to do something. I know that I can't just remove him like that. I get that. He said, but I want to be on record to know that our dollar ain't failing for nothing. Okay? And
okay, now that's
the Democrats
bankruptcy.
Sat down and took advantage of the fucking opportunity. That's what I think happened with me.
They smart. The Democrats, that's right. It took all the Democrats just cut a deal with him, if you don't know how the deal was made in the Julius Caesar story, to not keep the budget going, keep the money flowing. Because, see, if they would have stopped the money, oh, that would have been a serious thing there, boy. That would have been some people wouldn't got paid.
Oh, yeah, all they did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want y'all to know that by them doing this makes the war inevitable. I'm going to take some more calls, put yourself on mute, and we're going to get back. 9927, yeah. I'm about to flow through all this. Y'all about to get 9927. I got 4853 next, and then 1069. We're going to roll with you. Go ahead.
The Palestine. Aren't they Roman? Aren't they Roman?
Hey.
The fuck is they talking about? That's their land. Israelis. They can't even call themselves Hebrews because they're not the original land. Jews ain't the real original landholders, you know. And then you got these dumbass people out here. Oh, we're going to support Israel and we're supporting Palestine. I'm like, yo, they're all neo-Nazis. They're all neo-Nazis. You got the neo-Nazis over there in Ukraine and Russia, and then you got the neo-Nazis over there in Palestine and the Israelis. I mean, it's all a game, y'all. Y'all know it's all. We know it's a game, but people in the world understand this is a fucking deception. It's a game. It's a game because they're fighting over the land. Come on, y'all. Killing their own people. They're killing them. Why? Well, we need the robotic smart cities built. We need those smart cities built. They just destroyed Maui.
Dude,
they get ready to blow up. They get ready to erupt.
Woo-hoo, go ahead.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they get ready to erupt the volcanoes over there in Italy so they can cause a catastrophe. And I guess all the heat's going to rise up and cause this winter. It's like the volcanoes is like nuclear. They're nuclear.
They're nuclear.
If you want to know that
correct.
That volcanoes ain't nothing but nuclear machines naturally can heat up the planet, or it can, if they do it the right way and put the clouds, make the clouds come up, it can create, that soot is going to create snow. The same shit they do in Buffalo. They always clouding us up, and they always nuking us. Soft nuking us with these the Mickey's clouds, all that chemicals, they're nothing but soft nuking. They're killing people, period. The whole goal is to wipe out as many people as they can. If they want to kill off their people, hey, we ain't got shit to do it. But you know what they gonna do? Because they've been sending money over there to Israel, to them fake ass motherfucking aliens. They've been sending money over there, keeping them afloat. And they're going to be sending more money over there. And guess who's going to be paying for it? Oh, they're creating jobs for your ass because they make it smart city. They get ready to blow up the 33. Yeah. They get ready to blow up with dynamite, with the new dynamite or whatever, C4s or whatever the fuck they're going to use.
Right.
Blow up the fucking 33, y'all, in Buffalo, New York. Now, the people didn't have no notice of this. You know, they were secretly doing it, you know, like they always fucking do. And then they come out with the witch Hocho the witch, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus.
She come out, oh, we're going to make Buffalo.
That's beautiful.
We're going to make Buffalo beautiful again. Yeah, right, bitch. No, you're not.
The goddess bitches. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're listen, you, half of the people, these people in Buffalo are so stir crazy right now, especially black folks. They out here hurting each other, killing each other. They got these kids running amok. Your kids is running amok through the city, stealing cars and shit. They act like they in GTA video game. You know, all of this stuff, dumb shit. They're in a whole imaginable, their imagination is just going wild. They didn't program these kids to go out, steal cars, kill each other, kill folks, steal out the stores and shit, all kind of crazy shit. They
off
programming
the
these kids
from the feed,
through YouTube,
from the feed. Right, from the feed.
Through social media,
mm-hmm.
through video games, because, see, they don't know how to play a game and understand it. They don't know how to watch the TV and movies and shit and understand that these are all weapons. The obsidian mirror. They don't know how to look at that shit and realize that you're being manipulated. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not taught to know that. They're thinking everything is copacetic. We can do whatever the fuck we wanted to.
Copacetic.
The reason why they closing down the banks, okay, the reason why they closing down the banks is because they don't want us to go in and claim our status now. Because now we done found out that we could go in and claim our status and use paperwork to get whatever we want instead of money. Because money was never real. It was always about contracts. You know, I'm starting to learn this shit now. And I'm like, well, then if I do go to a bank to pay my bill with the paperwork y'all telling me to go in and pay it with, and I wish I had knew this when I was younger, I would have been doing it. I wouldn't need, nobody needs money.
No, I'm going to tell you something. Don't say that. I'm going to tell you how to watch a movie. And I'm just going to say I heard of William Geary because he is from Florida and he got family in Perrine, Florida.
About the contract?
Yeah, about the burial. He wasn't used to contract law. See, he was used to the other type of law, injury law. It took a white man from Mississippi. I'm going to tell y'all watch that. We're going to get busy one day when we dissect that.
But what I'm saying is
the
contract.
Money
you
is the contract. Right.
Yeah,
right.
The paperwork takes care of everything. The paperwork takes care of everything where you don't have to touch money and pay your bills. I'm learning this shit now, but then I'm realizing they shutting down the banks and just having ATMs. Why? Because the money is going to switch over, BRICS taking over, and guess what? You're all going to have video.
And BRICS is part of Goldman Sachs. Now, we put that out there. I told people, I said, I don't know if y'all looking this up after y'all send it out. I mean, even when y'all send something out to me, I still look it up and make sure I find, because it's so much that we need to look at with our own eyes, that what you just said, BRICS is all part of the game, y'all. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. Yeah, go ahead.
That's where I was getting at. Go ahead.
No, you
go.
I'm
that's what I'm
looking.
They all part of the game.
Go ahead.
They get ready to change your money into video game money because you're using your cards all the time. Everybody got cards. Everybody using it. That's right. They got it so where they're going to make your Obsidian TV so smart that you can do your banking over the TV and
over
they
the
can
TV.
Watch you do it.
That's right.
And they going to watch you do it.
Now
they're going to
watch you. I just watched 1984 the other day on
through your
Prime.
TV.
Oh my goodness, man! I mean,
they're
gonna
watch
almost
you through your television.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been told to us since 1984. The book. I'm saying myself, the dude who wrote the book put the movie out. They made the movie. I watched the movie just recently.
They made us read that book.
Yes.
In high school.
I ain't comprehending.
They made us read that book in high school.
I thought it was bullshit.
And
not
only that, people out here, not only that they made us read that book, we had to learn the dictionary, we had to write the dictionary, we had to know what the meanings meant. I didn't realize that we were learning spells, that they were, because the spell books is all created by the ones that wrote the biblical Bible, because that's the way it's really pronounced.
Football.
It's really pronounced.
Football.
They changed it from B-I-B-A-A-L to B-I-B-A-L-E to deceive you.
Yeah.
Demonology and angels is the same motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
God is your president. You got to know who your God is, y'all. It ain't no fucking visible motherfucking person.
Hold on. I'm going to take some callers. Hold tight. Now, I like how y'all put it because there's a book called The Dying God. And he said the Western Empire took on the dying gods. Just go look it up. Don't ask me. I've looked it up. It's validated. It's real. It's a hell of a book. It's called The Dying God. And unfortunately, again, we get into the same routine that we've been talking about. I'm taking this other caller because I want. I'm gonna get deeper than this. But 4853, you was next. Go ahead, 4853.
Man, greetings, Silicano Divine, blessings to the family. Those sisters right there, Dry Bones, you need to put them together and let them do a show.
Yeah.
Because what they're dropping.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead. Keep going.
You know, them by themselves, even if it's just all feminine energy, it don't matter. But you almost could have dropped the mic. That's another thing about this Dry Bones University, you know. Man, when you talked about, who was that, Rothschild and the Zionist movement, that video? See, all of these things stem back from, you could take it back past the Titanic. Just like the guy who damn near died twice that created the iPhone. Anybody who's not about that Zionist agenda, they going to kill.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now, they were in France. I was told not to talk about a lot of these things because I'm trying to do some business, but I shouldn't even say that shit. If you look at France, them same entities was there, and the French people started to realize that their children was missing, and they was finding bodies and things like that. They ran them out of France. They went into England, Britain, Scotland, you know, Idi Amin, like you said, you know, first king of Scotland, Idi Amin. They took that shit over, and then they came over here. You know, they was already dealing with Africa. My point is, one-trick pony. This is a script that they've been following for over almost 2,000 years.
Yeah.
To decimate the world. When Clinton, more so Obama, was in office, a lot of them damn Khazarians was moving back slowly to Israel. We know Israel ain't that shit because, you know, just look at Google all the things that happened in 1945. World War One was over. United Nations was built. There was a lot of things that happened at that time. In 1947, they took Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Google and see how many Palestinians there was in Palestine in 1940. And then Google and see how many Palestinians there are now and the land. As soon as Israel moved over there, they killed a bunch of them and they expanded Israel. You know,
yeah.
The border's here. Trump told. That's why he was building the wall. Man, all the things going on in this world, why you want to build a wall? Because he knew what they were getting ready to do. All these people, just like you're saying, if they're not drones, I mean, AI, military is not going to subdue the people. Just like what the sister said, those Georgia Guidestones is real, Papa. They plan to try and kill off a great deal of the population so that they could make prison camps globally.
Right.
What was the name of that movie, Elysium? The people were living off-world.
Yep, Elysium. They were up in the space. They were in the stratosphere.
There you go.
Yeah. That's some deep stuff. Now, I'm glad y'all saying this because I didn't want to go there, but since y'all got me to go there, now, they already tell you they're going into outer space. It's almost unreal. Y'all say, some of y'all don't like the alien concept. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all have to hear the facts the way they are. If a person telling me that they're at war with somebody, and then they up in outer space together. Russia and America is in outer space as I speak together. Together, right now. Go look it up. They in the upper layer because you can't go past the Van Allen radiation belt. Can't get past that. They claim they can, but I tell y'all right now, Russia told everybody, Russia said, if you got those same suits that you say you went to the moon in, bring them over here to Chernobyl. Remember Chernobyl had a radiation leak? You remember that, y'all? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all doing that. Yeah. And so the Russians already explained to us this was a hoax. Now, the war, I'm going to tell y'all this. Y'all said it online, but you know what I'm talking about. They got to tell you. See, they bound by universal law of telling you the truth. Y'all just don't understand that part, I see. They never told you they could get away with it. They didn't tell you that. You was into hoodwink magic, and you gave away
Yes.
Hey, Drybone.
Come on,
Finn.
Come on, Red. Come on. You're breaking up, sis. You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Do y'all remember that song that came out? I always feel like somebody's
watching
me.
That's it.
Michael Jackson's
cousin.
Okay, what year was that?
Michael Jackson. That's Dordy Berry's son, Rockwell.
Rockwell, that's
Rockwell.
Right. Yeah.
Look at the name,
well, Michael Jackson was singing the hook.
Correct.
What year did that song?
That was during Clinton.
That was in the '90s.
Right.
Okay, but check this out, guys. What you just said that somebody, you know, they give us the pre-warning. Was that a black brother who made
that
song?
That was Berry Gordy's son. Berry Gordy's son.
Berry Gordy.
Motown.
1984.
What's the name of that book, Drybone?
Thank you. 1984. Now, I see what I'm saying. That's why I love
that's
y'all.
Right.
Look what I tell y'all. If we look at what we're saying, the puzzle will be so quicker. Thank y'all. Michael Jackson and got together and made Somebody Watching Me. Oh, and that's the one of the baddest hooks.
But
and
Michael Jackson been trying to tell us this for a long time, and we ain't never looked in the fucking Obsidian mirror right.
Right, because, again, Michael Jackson, again, I'm going to say this because I got the tumult here. I told everybody, I don't come. Y'all will never be able to blame me. This is coming out your own rabbis. I give you the facts. I don't even have to say it because the facts have to be given to you. That's why it says, look, the Bible states, the alien books say, nothing hid shall not be revealed. Nothing, everything going to be revealed. It says there's nothing secret that should not be revealed.
And it's being revealed.
Because
we are in resurrection. We have to resurrect our brain. Everything is being revealed.
That's right. You're being rebuilt. Frankenstein. They ain't made that movie Frankenstein for nothing. I told y'all, I got the book right here. Frankenstein. And I know y'all talk all this stuff, but look at the areas these movies were made. Ukraine, the Ottoman Empire, the magic of the gypsies. The gypsies came out of southern sub-Sahara Africa. I got it right here because y'all tell me to go look the shit up. I go look it up big time. You be scared to go on the website because you don't know what it is. I go on them and it'd be like, oh my God, this is, So I'm telling y'all, they know already who we are. They're already watching you.
Hey, Drybone. When they built Frankenstein, they didn't care necessarily, even though they made it look like that. There was probably certain gene pools that they tapped into, just like what Finkelstein did. Just like I say, young Frankenstein, Jewish shekels, Finkelstein. Remember that video about what that Ashkenazi was saying, that Rabbi Abby Finkelstein was saying about all the things that they've done?
I got it right here. Got it.
So going back to the same thing again, what was the name? Old man Rockefeller sold his genes into the Japanese family. Right? Ain't that what they said before he died?
That's right. He gave it to they got him. They interlocked.
So it shows, and just like what y'all were just saying about California, what's right across the ocean from California?
Yeah.
Remember what happened with Fukushima, the first place in America that got decimated or got the issue with the radiated water? It's California.
And if you heard that tape,
Wine Valley.
When I played the tape earlier, so y'all know we ain't making this up, the tape I played named all the participants in World War Too. He said Japan. He named all the countries that Arab and them. They made a agreement. So I'm just telling y'all the agreement made. Now I'm going to tell y'all something that we got to know too. This is where it gets deep. During the time of them bringing all the great mystical leaders over here from the East to the West, they went to the PowerPoint cities. Yes, they did. They went to Chicago, Memphis, St. Louis, Georgia, of course, New York. And these sages, we're going to play today because y'all been lied to. The Muslim Brotherhood came over first. Let me go to 1869. Let me go to 1869. We're about to get hot up in here. Y'all about to hear some. Go ahead, 1869.
What's going on, Dry Bones? How y'all doing today?
Oh, man, we got Brother Caddy up here. We about to even get hotter. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. You know that. What's your thinking on this, man? Because you in international waters. How you feel about what's going on?
Well, you know, I thought I was going crazy when they banned me from Israel. And I was looking at, like, I was screaming out, like, Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 to 27, and it described everything that happened to me. And it said they would have half of my sacrifices and possessions in Israel, and then war would break out. It's right there, Daniel 27. Anybody want to read it? And they tell you who the person came in there. So I knew it was describing me. So now with the war thing breaking out, and this is the next level. But however, it shouldn't matter, because it's until people over here know who they are, none of that's going to matter, because we can see Revelation and say, okay, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. We see it happening. But only thing you can do is see it happen and say, oh, what's happening? Okay, cool. But what are you doing? Who are you?
You know
what I mean? That's where we got to get to the point at.
Right.
Who are you? Forget the tribe of Judah. Forget the tribe of Ishmael, because I told y'all who y'all was a million times, and none of it resonated. Nobody said, who was Ishmael's sons? Who's 12 sons of Ishmael? Who's the daughters? When did they come to America? How long they been over America? No one's asking those questions. And so I'm trying to present it in a way to get us to understand that they stole this nation after the Civil War. Everything was built by us. We had our own nations. We had five nations. All right? That was us. It's still us. That's why all the buildings and foundations are saying they are founded, not built. No architects. Because that was everybody that was a black architect, black people, teachers, black everything. Everything was black here. Everything was us. And we didn't want it no more. We didn't want it no more. And now that they come in and taking what's ours and saying it to be, I said, well, it don't matter. You call them fake Jews, real Jews, don't make a difference. Because God is not stupid. God come looking for his people. He's not going to say, oh, they say they Jews, I'm going to go to them. He ain't stupid. Who cares if they fake? But the point is, we can see who they are. That's what the Bible says. But the question is, who are you? Who are you? And you know, that's where we need to get to the point, because all this can go away. The ships are all here. All the angelic beings, they're all here. The weather changing. Everything's shifting. God's sitting here looking like, come on. Come on.
Well, let's try
waiting
on.
I hate to interrupt. Drybone, can I ask the brother a question? Can I ask the brother a question? A brief question, please?
Yeah. Please, y'all go right here. I want to hear that. I'm hearing.
What verse in the Bible, when Jesus was sitting with his disciples and he said, who do they say I am? Who do you say I am? And then he told them who he was. That speaks right to what you're saying.
You're talking about the chapter, John chapter 8? When they kept asking,
is that what
questions?
It is? I don't know.
No,
John chapter 8, he kept saying, who I say I am.
He said, like, Jeremiah the prophet. They named the prophets. And then who did he say? Go ahead. Go from there. Go ahead.
And they kept asking who he was. And then he said, well, how can you say that I'm from the loin of David when David himself calls me Lord?
So let's go with the premise. Hold on, because y'all be going so deep. Okay. I want to make everybody get into it. Now, this is what we've been saying. Y'all on my view, this is where I look. Now, we all know that these gods got names. So some people are not, you know, Jesus ain't the names. Y'all been saying Yahweh, Yahshua, all this other stuff. And we go to court. We do see these emblems that do signify this King Solomon dynasty that's going on in earth. Okay, so my thing is, with being that you affiliate in Ethiopia, let's go right to the heart now. You affiliate Ethiopia. Ethiopia is in the Bible, one of the first nations, but you know that it was not, we know it's not called Ethiopia at the time because the Bible showed different names, start with an A and all that. Yeah, right. So we got all this stuff going on. So let's go with this premise, though. I'm like, where you going with this? They won't let you in Israel. I can see why, because don't Britain hold Tedros artifacts right now? Did they give it back to Ethiopia yet? Because that's a number. Go ahead. What's up with that?
They recently said that one of the family members of the Guardians bought the hair and of Prince Alamayo from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the point is with that is that with these treasures, all the treasures are saying that this came from this family. These are scriptures from the Bible, like the books and the language of Giz. Like I recently got a Giz book Bible. Of course, I've got to go to classes to learn it over in Ethiopia, but it has 81 books. Someone say that, well, they stole books and then gave it back. No, that's not true. All they did was just added certain stories that already existed and put them together. So when someone say Jesus is real, and that's true, and then someone say Jesus' story is fake, and that part could be true because they took necessary things, but the person existed. That's why the Dead Sea Scrolls, it revealed that who Yahshua, who was one of the Essenes, whose cousin was John the Baptist, and they was around Masada and all those areas and stuff like that, and he had the secret wedding.
Now, from what you naming, these stories that we've been learning, Josephus and them writing all these books about Judea and them, this is where they're making this claim from, that this is their land. Now, I want to get into that right quick because, see, we got to look at how the Bible is used today in this interpretation of how this is looked at. Now, because these were merchants. These are merchant people. Obviously, they're merchants. They're doing trade with all these countries over there. I want to know how, if the Arabs had power over parts of the Mediterranean and so did parts of the Ottoman Empire, which is already Islam, where do we find where these Jews that we all looking at, and then where do we find the Ethiopians that we find out actually built the cathedral? So we got heavy Grand Masons doing cathedral work, and yet we telling people that they built by these people called the Jews. Now, how does that work? Because it seems like we contradicting ourselves when we say if we built these cathedrals, which is obviously the Black Knights, the European Black Knights. I mean, I looked this up myself. I mean, Vlad the Impaler was named Vlad Bey because of his Ottoman Turk affiliation. So how we should look at these people over there who are actually like saying this is part of our land too, the Ottoman Turks, we got black, the Bubarakaris, the black Knights of the Sahara. I mean, I'm looking at some black history that ain't never been taught before. So I'm trying to figure out how we gonna be claiming this land if we gonna end up fighting each other. I think because I don't see the Ethiopians, and you tell me if I'm wrong or right. I don't see Ethiopians giving up they biblical power because right now they the keepers of the health. Most people say they the keepers of the health because Ethiopia is not fighting against Tedros. They're not calling for the death of Tedros, the one who's over the WHO organization. I want to know, in your estimation, why you think they didn't let you in Israel, and then why the Ethiopians are allowing this type of activity to go on in their own areas of this holy land that we all call. Give me that, and I'm going to take some more calls, but go ahead. I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you a complete answer. I'm going to let you completely answer what you can on that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I think one of the reasons I got kicked out I donated one of my books publications into the University of Jerusalem Library. So, of course, I had all the real images of who's what, this and that. So I think that probably put me on the radar, unbeknownst.
Right. Correct.
But then again, the scripture said I was going to get cut off going back to Jerusalem. And, I mean, anybody, you know, like I said, it's Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 to 27. And as a matter of fact, in the hard language Bible, there's an extra verse in there, which will make it fall on the 28th verse. So
Go ahead. 28th verse. Go ahead. I want to make sure people write this down. Make sure y'all write this down because we want to bring this back to revision. Because really, we the new historians on the block, y'all. Because ain't nobody gonna break this down but us. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. African Americans, well, what they had to realize is Abraham had a third wife named Ketura. And then once Isaac was given the birthright over there, he got selfish and stuff. So Abraham sent her and the children in gifts, and they came over here, and they built what we call Stone Mountain, the beginnings of Atlantis. Ishmael, the other son, his children, they also came over here to America. at a time that the so-called the Judah's children, remnants, many of them came over here to America when they stood with the Ark of the Covenant. It was 12,000 of them. And then further down, Judah got a sister who they say was raped, but she wasn't raped. That means they had sex with her before she was married or brought to the family.
But did she want to have – the question is, are we saying – make sure we understand this, because it was complimentary. See, that's what a lot of things people don't get confused. You got to look at this. It was complimentary to give your daughter to a stranger as part of being a – I don't know if y'all know that or not. So y'all making it sound like, oh, she wasn't raped. It might have been complimentary for you to give, especially of a high dignitary tribe, this would be part of a complimentary agreement of giving your children away. I hope y'all do not understand. I know we used to hear this westernized bullshit, but the global elite world, according to everybody, your children were barterers. I don't give a damn if y'all don't believe it or not. You better go look it up. Our people were bartering each other. You will barter your child to get a herd. This is a fact. Now, we're going to take some more callers. Hold on. Y'all put yourself on mute.
But that's also bloodline contract, Drybone, because if my daughter marries your son,
there you go.
Yeah, it ties them together.
Now we get to the wealth issue.
Keep the money in the family.
Keep the money family. Now, y'all get mad at the Rothschilds because they use incest. But see, I always tell people it's two sides of every story. That's why I love you Liberians, your Libras. We're going to make it happen today. We're going to bring that money out. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. It's another group y'all ain't thinking about. I told y'all. It was given to you by Clock of Destiny, the man Clock of Destiny, my man CM Bay. CM Bay was kicking so hard back in the day. I see why they didn't like him. Because some things you just got to be telling. He told you straight up what was allegoric and what was fake. He told you that the Franciscan order. Well, yeah. What do you think San Francisco mean? Now, I'm going to tell you why they picked San Francisco, why the politics was like that. Because they wanted the first people, the first state to allow this. Even before New York State, because they got the Franciscan effect.
These robots defuse bombs. They give police a closer look at an active crime scene. And now?
It passes unanimously.
San Francisco's police force will have the ability to use them as potential lethal force options. But that decision wasn't made lightly. We heard passionate arguments and clarifications coming from both sides.
Of course, I don't want any officer to lose their lives, but I think that this is that the scenarios that we're using are hypotheticals to bring up fear.
These are not autonomous robots. No one's tapping in. These are trained police officers that would utilize a robot.
A new state law now requires law enforcement to have public discussions when acquiring and utilizing military-grade weapons. That's what happened here. And the plan passed only after an amendment clarifies robots would only be used as a lethal option after the use of alternative force and de-escalation tactics, or if police determine they are not able to subdue the threat safely after evaluating other options.
Only the chief, assistant chief of operations, or deputy chief of special operations may authorize the use of robots as a deadly force option.
Supervisor Shaman Walton was one of three against the plan. In a statement, he wrote in part, "This is not in line with making changes to address the disproportionate number of black people and people of color that are typically on the receiving end when police weapons are utilized."
Now, he warned you.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking
California.
This was a newscast. A damn newscast in California. I just read to you the agreement that was made with California in 1932. And now you in 1923, and they're about to use these agreements because we got to pay a debt, y'all. Yeah, I mean, I know y'all know this law that's been going on. First
Who's
of all,
the mayor of San Francisco? London Breed.
Oh, I love this Halloween, y'all. We about to get busy. Y'all go. This is gonna be this whole month gonna be the most horrifying program on Blog Talk. I guarantee you. Just think about what we're about to tell y'all. Remember, y'all laughed about zombies. I got motherfuckers believing that zombies can't hit in the air. You got to be damn crazy. You got to be.
Everybody's poked up.
They're already using zombies to practice on. They have mutated teams in a small town to practice on these zombies.
Yeah. I've been asking people on these threads. I said, dude, I love all y'all. But I'm telling y'all, don't be naive. Remember the Bible states, it says, this is so powerful, elixir, it will fool the very elect. There will be so much delusion going on and collusion. That you
but zombies been around for a long time. They
long
know how
time.
To hypnotize people
they
to make them into zombies
it's
and cause them.
That's right.
Walking Dead, yeah,
sorcerers,
sages.
Right.
They talk about it all the time. They
walking
use
dead.
Walking Dead
methods of frequency, tone, and also you conjunct you eat certain stuff so that it would cause you. Or drink some elixir they would give you, and it would cause you to go into a zombie state.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Y'all been saying this for years. I'm going by all y'all information. I got some calls to bring y'all in. But as we get hotter, y'all, I'm going to show some fire on this. I told y'all. Certain people do tell you the truth. You just don't listen. That's not my – who fault is that going to be? If somebody told you that this was not a country, it's a corporation. Y'all argue, your family members, you can't even have a good dinner with family if you talk about anything outside their realm of reality. That's why you know you're in the Twilight Zone. You have no escape. Now, they're making this clear to y'all who is listening out there. I don't care who you are, really. It doesn't make a difference. Your family will be turned into zombies first. That's a fact. So you can play with it if you want to, okay? I'm going to tell you that you will eat each other and it's going to happen. See, we're going to bring revelations to reality. See, y'all didn't think this was going to happen. I know y'all don't believe it. What happened
hey,
when the
take
bank...
the cell phone away from a young person, watch them fuck you up, and they go fucking berserk.
Berserk! And then...
Yes, they do.
Yes,
and
they
have
do.
The technology now where that they can actually control your cells, meaning your cells, your body. They
that
can
was
control your body.
Yeah.
And make
that was the whole premise.
What they do last week with the Amber Alert now.
Amber Alert. Some of y'all heard Amber Alert. Now, I'm just bringing this up so you won't think this. See, a lot of people listen to this because I'm going to tell you, if you listen to these programs, you'll find out that now even the big boys are now stating the same thing. It's like, are they listening? They have to be. They must know that the people are waking up to this ridiculous. Now, here's where it's going to be strange at. You got to I told you, you're going through the harder house today. Now, they already know that you, not you on this line per se, but those you in the immediate surroundings, that they can get people to turn on each other immediately. Let one body bank be open. Say a Bank of America closes branches, but Chase didn't. See, you able to still get, so now you pray, you're going to be prey. After those who can't get their money. I'm going to tell you how genius this is. I watch so much horror movies, I could figure out a movie right now myself. I said, wait a minute. Yeah, they can't get their banks. It's happening. Go look up Bank of America closings, everybody in America, since y'all been watching so good. Look it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of things
closed.
But guess what? Now here in this area, all of a sudden, when I first came down here, there was no Chases. Now they're starting to pop up all over the place down here.
Yeah, that's going to be the alternative bank because they're going to kill Bank of America, Chase. Now, those who can't get to Bank of America or Chase because they ain't everywhere accessible, they're going to make y'all have a hard time getting your money because everybody on strike. Remember, we used to read books about this. Everybody's on strike, everybody. Everybody. You know why they on strike? Because I told you. Y'all been saying it. I got to play. I'm bringing these calls in right now because we have 11:30. I'm bringing these next three callers. That's 7696-4007. 7472. Those of you in the Atlanta area, Brother Kwame B, at 2:30 p.m. our time, east on the east, 1059 Rough Avenue Road. Be there, $20 pay. Check him out, please. It's going to be a beautiful thing. That's going to be Brother Kwame. Goes look it up on 1059 Road. All you in Atlanta want to hear something? He got the spirituality on. I love the outfit, bro. Much love to that one. Now let's go with it. This got to be told to some of y'all who never heard this. It's a simple play. It's not hard. You wonder why America got to give up all this money for the war efforts. It's right here. I'm going to simplify it for you. Because we ain't all that bright.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of History Not Taught at School, which is going to be about our world. And I want to begin by talking about the three sovereign city-states that are in the world, which are most powerful. And the first of these is Vatican City there in the heart of Rome, in the center of Italy, which is a sovereign state which pays no taxes and has its own private guard, the Swiss Guard. And the second of these is the City of London, which also is a sovereign city-state within England, which pays no taxes and has its own private police force, the Metropolitan Police. And this is the financial hub of the British Commonwealth. And the third of these is Washington, D.C. And we can see that Washington, D.C. has been laid out according to Masonic principles with the pentagram and things like that. And we know also that there's a private guard there at Arlington Cemetery. And so these are the three horns that are mentioned in chapter 13 of the Book of Revelation. First of all, Rome, and then the two horns that follow it, which are the British Commonwealth and the United States of America. And on top of these horns, which represent the beast of the Book of Revelation, is the Whore of Babylon, which represents the religions that control the beast, which are the religions of Freemasonry and Gnosticism.
The La Fortuna, by the way, transported approximately 217 slaves on each trip. The owner cleared not less than $41,438 from such a trip. These were dollars which the slave dealers could keep, and these were dollars of value which would buy a great deal in return. When one considers that the Jews of Newport owned about 300 slave transporting ships, active without interruption, docking at Newport, Africa, Charleston, or Virginia, one can approximate the tremendous earnings which made their way to Jewish ship owners. Indeed, the Jews admit that of the 600 ships leaving Newport Harbor into all the world, at least half of them went their way to Africa. And we know what these ships going to Africa were seeking. The fact that Aaron Lopez had control of over more than half of the combined deals of the colonies of Rhode Island with Newport is well known.
And so the Book of Revelation also describes the moving of human cargo, which is the slave trade. And it also says that all the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn when Babylon falls. And so this represents all the major corporations that are built up in the world today, and how they will all fall one day. And we also know that sitting on top of the beast, that is the beast of Rome and London and also America, is this Whore of Babylon, which describes all the whore religions that are mentioned in the Bible. And so let's have a look now at the first Masonic lodges in America.
In the year 1749, the first Masonic lodge was established. 90% of the members of this first lodge, 14 all told, were Jews, and one knows that only so-called prominent individuals were accepted. 20 years later, the second Masonic lodge, or King David, was established. It is a fact that all of these members were Jews. In the meantime, the Jewish influence in Newport had reached such proportions that President George Washington decided to pay them a visit. Upon his appearance, both of the Masonic lodges sent an emissary, a Jew named Moses Sisex, to approach the president with a petition in which the Jews of Newport stated, quote, "If you will permit the children of Abraham to approach you with a request to tell you that we honor you and feel an alliance, and then, quote, until the present time the valuable rights of a free citizen have been withheld. However, now we see a new government coming into being based on the majesty of the people, a government not sanctioning any bigotry nor persecution of the Jew, rather to concede the freedom of thought which each shares, whatever nation or language, as a part of the great government machine," unquote. It is necessary at this point to consider the disclosures as to who, in reality, obtained this legendary freedom in America at the founding of the Union. To be sure, the province became independent and severed from the English jurisdiction. However, we can see from the petition which Moses Sisex offered President Washington in the name of the Jews of Newport that it was not in reality this type of freedom which they had in mind. They were merely concerned about themselves and their, quote, own civil rights, unquote.
Civil rights. Now, that is the first. Y'all go look it up. Think I'm making up. I ain't got to lie. I gave y'all the facts. And it said, y'all know Newport. Newport is rich. Newport Jazz Festival. That's the elite.
Newport cigarettes.
Yeah, Newport everything. Newport. Newport. I gave you. Salem witch hunts was in Newport. Hey, I should love you, Rich. Let's get some more calls. We about to have fun in here. Y'all just don't get it yet, but you will. 7472. Appreciate you holding. 7472.
Greetings, Bri Bones. How you doing this new day?
Yes, man. Much love to you. Looking forward.
I appreciate love you, man, for sharing that information. I'm getting ready to drive on up here.
Yeah, I figured
the presentation is going to be on DI on TI versus AI and MI, which is divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus artificial intelligence and mental illness. And what we're doing is what you're just talking about, you know, this whole, you know, wag the dog that's going on in Israel. You know, we've been looking at Israel and this thing with Israel and the Jewish states, because if you look back, Idi Amin said that they're criminals. And he had to break away from Golden Meir because he understood that, you know, the criminality, they let them come into Palestine. United States and Great Britain gave them arms, and they overthrew the Palestinians and made it Israel. They overthrew the Palestinians. They were refugees. They came into the country. They overthrew it and took over that country. And so we're seeing something, but you got to look at something. We're not looking at the whole thing with Ukraine. What are the religious people that's coming from Ukraine? The religious people that's coming from Ukraine is Evangelica, which is Evangelicals are here, and Jews. Evangelicals and Jews are coming from Ukraine.
Right. Evangelicals.
Hundreds of thousands of them.
Governor of Illinois.
Yep.
Right. And they coming in and coming into the country to populate the white people's population. What they're doing now is now they're giving these refugees that's going to be coming from Israel. Israel now is in a state of war, so they can declare the people that's coming here refugees, as the same as they did with the Ukrainians, and the Jews is bringing more of their people here. This is all design. And see, the thing that we even looking at, you know, today is October the 15th. October the 4th, they put in a petition to 1582 to put in a petition to change the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, because they had thrown Easter off and it wasn't falling in the time after the spring equinox.
Imagine that.
So they turned around and they had to change the calendar, and today is the day in which they initiated October the 15th, 1582. All of this is going because the Ring of Fire that just happened yesterday is a reboot for the planet. It's a reboot.
Wow.
That sun went in front of the moon, and that whole thing is that energy now is rebooted, and we're in a whole different consciousness who will understand and stop being distracted by AI. Be distracted by AI, because divine intelligence has given us the consciousness to make this shift to where we are in the Milky Way galaxy, with all the alignment of moving into a new evolution from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus. We are out of order. And this is the challenge that I'm having right now, and this is why I'm making it. My life mission is to keep telling truth.
I love it. Tell me what time are we doing? Give them all the info.
I'm on my way. I got to be up by 2 o'clock to set up, because I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation. I've got the books. I got the information. I've got the websites, all of the information. so I can share it with the people. I'm just showing you where to find the information. You find and make a choice for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I say. Now, but go ahead. I love the fact that you do it. I'll tape it. Let's put it out there. Let's make it happen. We'd be glad to do it online with you after we can set it up since you're going to have the presentation together. And let's do it because, again, I'd love to hear what you got to say today because the presentation looked very good, bro. Must admit.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know.
Yeah, very good.
And that's so, just the...
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
But what I'm doing is that I've got to look at, we are indigenous to this Turtle Island. This is why I said DI on TI. This is not America. This is Turtle Island. These invaders have come in here and changed the whole structure of what was here before they got here. And those people that's coming up from the South, their ancestors were born in South America. Where are the ones that send their immigrants? Where did they come from? They came over on boats. When are we going to stop falling for the okey-doke? They are the immigrants. We are not. They immigrated here.
Wait, somebody want to ask a question?
I want to ask the Sun Horse a question. Greetings, Brother Sun Horse. I want to ask you a question. Just like going back to during Clinton and Baby Bush and them, their campaign, a lot of Ashkenazis moved to Israel. Now, just like what you're saying, now there's chaos over there. Isn't that in a sense a pilgrimage if they move back to the Americas and, you know, they're going to change their name? They're not going to be the same individual they were when they left, you know, as far as status is concerned because they're going to change their name. You speak about pilgrimage and just like what you're saying, the good ship Jesus that's supposed to brought us melanated people to our land.
And the good ship Jesus was what Isabel gave to Sir Francis Drake. Or was it Sir Francis Drake? But one of those explorers that she gave the ship, and she gave $40,000 in that time, gave them the armada of ships to come and discover this land. This is what the papal bull was done when the Pope gave the papal bull, said to go and to find land and enslave the people and kill the people of those lands and make it for the church. This is all part of what this whole thing has been. And the way that the Pope
the Vatican,
was backed,
right?
It was by the Jewish bankers.
The Vatican. So we do the Vatican.
The Vatican was backed by the Merovingians.
Right.
If you look at the movie Merovingians, it shows you the bankers is what they set up to take over. And y'all were talking about Chase Bank, and I think Derek was speaking about they grew on in Memphis. Who owns Chase Bank? J.P. Morgan.
Yeah,
he monopolized Chase Bank. It's J.P. Morgan Chase.
Mm-hmm.
J.P. Morgan issues the SNAP and EBT cards to all the welfare recipients. That's a bank owned by a private company giving out governmental money. We got to look at something.
They settled the lawsuit with that Jeffrey Epstein fiasco. They also in kidnapping and human and child trafficking. When people gonna learn this stuff?
No, but you know, hold on, because y'all making so much good sense. I want everybody to make sure we understand. Now, these banks now, most people now know all wars are banker wars. Ain't no war on earth without a bank. You see how happy they was when they heard about this war, Nikki and them, all the militant warmonger people who are invested in war are happy as hell. They're salivating. So there's a thirst for this. But the question is, okay, as far as these tribal war conflicts they got, we say, okay, they did the same thing to us over here because it looked like the same story, how they got us to come over. But they say us. But, I mean, if trade is going on, everybody, let's look at this perspective. Y'all trading is records of trade. It's like y'all act like they just came in. No, they came in and did some trading with the high chieftains, and they sat down. This didn't happen overnight. It took like 100 years or sometimes for the actual monarch to get officially over here after you get so many people allowed to come on a regular basis. So we act like, well, let's just say the fact that these people was just as poor because you don't give up your elite. to go over here. You give up the least of you in most cases, so they, because they look like, if you got money, would y'all pay for that, y'all them hype, or you only want the people who got the power to navigate that ship? People got to steer the ship. Y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all better get them. My point to y'all is, think about it. If these people came all the way over from this area, we got to start looking at this now. If they did, and we already got a civilization over here, which proves it is here, it means there ain't no really nobody really left. They just integrated through these treaties that these oligarchs are performing on, man. Because there's no way in South Florida, I'm going to speak my area because you're doing the tribal talk, and the Seminoles, Mississippi's, New York State, the Mohawks, the Senecas, ain't nobody infiltrating them to say a court case got to be done against them. That's the only way we will get recognition on this, because you need court cases. There's no way they're going to go along with us just talking, because the court got to see that it was an unrighteous abuse on an entity. So if that's the case, you know how simple it was if we get the best lawyer and everybody put a fund together and pay that lawyer. That lawyer don't work, we whoop his ass, get a new lawyer until we get the right one. That's how it will be really done under a group that really want to fight, if you understand where I'm coming from. We don't even invest in lawyers, if you think about it. Well, all that Brother Kwame we would have to go to court. We could not just say we got to go to court some form. If I'm wrong, somebody explain to me something else. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But what you're right, Dry Bones, because they've got a movie starring Jamie Foxx. It's called The Burial.
Beautiful
Burial
movie.
Is about a company called Lowen Group.
Lowen
Group was going around. They own all of the cemeteries. They out of Canada,
yep.
Because I remember I used to pick up from Lowen Group.
Canada.
Lowen Group. Wow. had owns Graceland and all the cemeteries in the South. They made a deal with the National Baptist Council, and they wound up a white funeral home owner sued them because of breach of contract and won a $500 million lawsuit broke them. That wound up they filed bankruptcy.
But hold on, you tell the whole movie. Now, let them watch this movie, because Willie Geary is from Florida. He up there in Pohokee, Indian Town.
Jesse Smollett's sister is in it, too.
Jesse Smollett's sister.
Yeah.
And it was during the time of Johnny Cochran, y'all. So when Johnny Cochran was doing OJ. So Weedy was, like, not even paying attention to him at all.
Jerry was better than as far as lawsuits and suing for that.
Yeah.
He was better than Johnny Cochran was criminal. He was good at getting litigation
injury law. Injury law. I watched the movie. I just told them about it earlier. Y'all go watch the movie. Don't let us tell y'all, because
civil law versus criminal.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Don't watch the movie. Do not tell them who helped facilitate this. When you find out who helped facilitate this, then call this show, and we're going to have a good conversation, because I don't want y'all to hear that. See, it's another part to this. It was lucky. That movie was deep. That movie was Mississippi, y'all. And I give credit to that white man. That white man. What for that white man? Let's just say, y'all better watch the movie. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Better watch the movie. I want y'all to watch
it. Hey, I got
to
go, man. And I'm going to listen when I get on the highway.
Much love to you. Much love and blessings to those who listen. Appreciate you, brother. Let me get to now. I got Brother Tariq coming on. Right quick, I called him. I told him, come on. He was kicking some hard stuff to us. I said, we got to do this. Just take a quick break. We're going to do one. Get yourself ready. Brother Tariq, California, baby, coming at you real strong right in a minute. We'll be right back before we even go, though. I'm just telling y'all. You know, so much stuff goes on in this world. You must learn to go. That one thing about that movie, The Matrix, you got to learn to go in and out this. Otherwise, it will stress you out between your own family and that which in the world, you can die early. You got to know how to cast it on. And it's real talk, y'all. This real talk. You got to learn. You got to learn that otherwise it's going to be a tough problem. But for those out there listening who stand on the verge, we're going to get it on. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.
Hey,
2 minutes.
You want to be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can feed on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can feed on me.
Hey, they will give me my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your apple. Hey, they will give me my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
It's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even where we might just turn you on.
California, man, much love to you. Doing a lot of stuff up there, and good to see you enjoying life and making wisdom still reign. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us this morning, man. All the way from Cali. Appreciate that.
Can you hear me?
I got you, man. Loud and clear.
You got me.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes.
Bro, hey, talk about waking up. And being alive and just loving it, man. When I hear this show on Sunday mornings or Sunday afternoons, because usually I'm sleeping Sunday mornings, but
I know that's right. That's why I give a shout out to
you, I'm a night hawk, so I can't, you know, I turned the night hawk in the 90s, and that's where I started becoming educated instead of you know, thinking I knew stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was like a re-lesson from my 12 years abroad, you know, as an immigrant, finding out the same thing. See, and this is one of the things that I've been attempting to teach people for 30 years now. Stop accepting what they say, you know, because why? You know they lie. And how do we know they lie? Their lips are moving. You see? Yeah. And once,
I like that. Yeah.
Once you understand that you don't have to, you see their lips, you turn the other way because you know the lie is coming your way. Yeah. So,
no,
you know,
no,
and
no.
Then, you know, brother, our elder, Sunhorse came on as always. He always comes on with the knowledge and the information
yes,
that
yes,
he needs.
Yes, yes.
You know, the one who keeps the records, who knows the story. That's what we are. We the elders, those of us who have broken free from the matrix and got it and learned how to go in and out, as you mentioned earlier. You know, we got to start coming together on those principles, because otherwise, you mentioned CM Bay earlier, you know, CM Bay, everybody got to read CM Bay. If you don't do that, you know, you're going to be lost, you know, and we have to understand that this is we're in a feudalism. See, we're still in feudalism. They call it all kind of other names, but
right,
they brought that feudalism over here. We already were feuding with one another. They brought their version of feudalism over here, the Blue Lodge, and the only ones that could do that are from the synagogue of Satan, those calling themselves Jews and who are not. And why do I say that? I say that because those who con, what do you call it? What's the word that when you conform to something or you convert? These convertees that were convicts, because remember, these are the creatures from the Caucasus and the plains, the far northern plains, you see, and they have tricked their way to the top with three-card Molly. Everybody know what three-card Molly is? Yeah, they've been using that and getting over on people since the 800s when they converted to Judaism in order to not battle with the Moors. See, this is the story that Michael Bradley teaches in his book called, what was it called now?
Iceman Coming?
Iceman Inheritance.
Yeah.
Iceman Inheritance.
Yeah,
remember, it's in her. Remember, it's in her. And we got to stop talking this amen and start talking about a womb as well, okay? Because this amen stuff we talk about all the time, we're leaving out the most important part right there. The one
who
carries.
I don't know who's making noise, but put yourself on mute. If that's you, I don't know who that one is. I just want to make sure everybody can hear you, because I hear a lot of movement. But go ahead. I don't know if it's who it is.
Right, not me.
Okay, but yeah. Put yourself on mute.
Not me.
Yeah, just put yourself on mute.
Sounds like somebody rubbing against some,
We got that. Exactly, we got that. Just whoever it is, you know we ain't. Put yourself on mute, please. Go ahead, brother. I want to hear you good, so everybody can hear you across the country. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, back to what was earlier said about the 600 ships.
Right.
Somebody mentioned, the brother was telling about the 600 ships. Oh, that was, Elder.
Newport.
And there were not no, first of all, let's get the language straight. Remember, who gave rhetoric, logic, and grammar to the world? The trivium. That's us. Why we don't use it? Why we continue talking smack instead of talking in the and using the language properly and stopping with the slang. We got to get away from all that.
But then that'd be us too. Now let me ask you, because that's a good point, and I want to ask people this, because we got different languages, because you got patois, you got people speaking in different dialects that they made to their own. So I think it's like a secrecy thing, in my opinion, that we would first be able to. Because I remember we used to speak Pig Latin. That used to be a game.
Right.
Pig Latin.
Pig Latin. I know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But so we got those of you online. The show is still on for one more hour. So if you are able to stay on, please try to get online now. If you can't, it's almost at 12 o'clock. That's why we're going to get hot after 12. I told you that's why we got my brother on here right now. But Tariq, out of Cali, we're going to those of you. Make sure if you don't, I can't do nothing about it. Don't call me. Don't text me. I cannot do anything about the internet if it cuts you off. So stay with us, all you. Got that much 60 seconds. So now, brother, to me, now go ahead. Let's go with that, because I noticed that we know that we was here. I remember reading as we was young, before the Mayflower.
Right.
When we used to get Ebony Magazine back when we was young and Jet and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has been a realization that yes, black people, the Amleks was here. I mean, that's good. But the question would be, for those who know that, think about it. Well, damn, this is a great civilization. We see what they. I mean, look at these colossal Easter Island. Parliament used to say, "Welcome to Easter Island, Bermuda Triangle." You know, we haven't heard all this stuff, but yet we realize that somehow, being that this is a free earth, people seem to have commercialized this land and earth and everything and made it into profit. That's long before a lot of these groups, who you think valued, because this is before the white man. Let's just say in our hemisphere here that we say did we automatically start to put a value on commodities, would you say, in an early era for the indigenous of these Americas, because they seem to have we got artifacts that are being found now. We finding that they got all these sacred mounds. If that's there, man, what an effort to conceal that is unbelievable. You got to wonder, that might be the biggest concealment on the planet to make the indigenous people forget they had a civilization where they actually
there
was
you
at.
Go.
Okay, but
there
go
you go.
I'm just going to throw some fire now. It's on you now. It's on you now. Bye.
Man, look, this language. They've stuffed that language down our throats, all that patois, all that. You think you know what these people are saying, and think you can say what they say, and trading with them, and getting bringing them little trinkets that you have, and getting them to give you because of their benevolence, give you anything and everything they can, giving it back, and so you just have to know who the people are, brother Toriano. Ishangoel on YouTube says, "My two cents." Please go look at that, because once you see that, once you see what the brother lays down about our story here, why do you think there are 10,000 lakes?
Let me know so we can get them on. We can get them on, because we see it's a beauty here, the Finger Lakes, the land of a thousand lakes. 10,000 I'm not going to even dispute that, because again, we got such a vast territory here, and it was said that there was giants on the earth. It was giants located here. They got words. We got people saying. Humongous. Now I still think there's a lot of things here. Of course, we are never going to be able to get to because it's so vast of a earth. But let's just go with what we do know. If these merchants came over here, that's where the biggest problem is. Now, some people's going to say, which I come to the conclusion that the earth is already, let's just say, 80% to 75% melanated people.
Absolutely.
Now, let's just go with that premise. Let's just go with that for the sake of people arguing with. Now, this is basic common sense. If 75% to 80% of people will have to know about shipping more than this so-called minority group that we claim. So if this minority group, if this group know about shipping, then let's be honest, the people that was coming there was not looking like these people that they portrayed us to see today, but looked like more like us. Now, wouldn't you be more likely to say, if I seen some groups that look similar to me that's black?
Yes, come on.
Coming across. Okay, now there's got to be some type. Now, according to what my limited mind, they always say go to Latin. You get the Latin dictionary. You find these words got all these harmonic sounds that the merchants were using. Because it's all in our law, so it's got to be our law is merchant law. If all our great
contract,
all our great cases are in Latin. That's kind of So I'm at an age now where I say, man, I hope these people catch up quick too, because I ain't got much longer. I'm in the fourth quarter of life. So you figure, man, how long you think it would take for which we see our children? I'm gonna go with reality right now. Our children look like they are heavy participants for the new world order. That's all I can tell you.
Law.
And what's your thoughts on that?
Well, come on now, the public school system, which was brought here in the 20s. From Leipzig, Germany, by Ford and Rockefeller and them, so that they could put out their non-thinking workers. This is the system that we're under, and that's the old Yiddish shulas from Leipzig, Germany. That's the Yiddish shulas. That's where the word school came from. And so they've been indoctrinating us all these last 100 or so years with this nonsense about who's who and what's what and what color and all that nonsense about color. When in fact, anywhere I've been on this planet, it's always us. It's always people who look like me, okay? And I've been all over this planet.
Now, you mentioned to me about that. Yeah,
somehow I want people to understand. I've been to the South Pacific, the South Solomon Sea. I've been to all of Europa from the far north all the way down to the to Gibel Tariq, what they call Gibraltar. I've been all through the north of Al-Kabulan, the five countries in on the west coast, from Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Togo, Benin, Ghana. All of these people, in each one of those countries, you got 20, 30, 40 languages, cultures inside that country, so-called right. country. And those countries were all turned into countries by a knife on a map.
Now, but let's go with that. Let's go with that.
By elites in
let's,
Europa.
Let's go with that because, like, I because
Come
again, now we see the Arabs, which we had the Princess Diana being supposedly killed with Dodi Al-Fadda. We see that. We see these things happening. So are we to take now? This is where I get kind of like, okay. Somehow these families just like seem to have what we've been talking about, where they barter each other's wealth through sex. That's what it looks like to me. So if we haven't, like for instance, if the story of Pocahontas, where that's just a symbol of the women giving the, I don't mean it, like we take that one person. Bro. Yeah. Right. So if we look at the, like even in Hawaii, we see that even Queen, we just did a show on it. She married them and gave them the right. So they knew the sex game was already in the play. That's what I'd be trying to tell people. I'm not far-fetched when I say this. Don't you notice that these women marry these cats?
That's
They marry them. I mean, I'm not making this up. But I'm saying, how do you blame our tribe? Now, let's go with our tribes here in America.
Come on,
how do we look at that? Because there's nobody telling us what queen, chief of these tribes and daughters was given as, you know, whatever trade into making these corporations. Because I looked at corporate law way back. It's been going on since the pirate day. Everybody had an East African company. East Indian Company. They had companies that they created with all these groups. Now go look it up. I'm not making this up. How do we explain that then? If these ancestors made corporate deals without giving it to the peasant class, how do we look at that?
Because everything is contract law. All law contract law. All contract is that's the only law there is. And that's what it's all based on, and especially in the trading game. I mean, we had, you know, those so-called ships that Isabella so-called gave to Cristobal Colon was his name, C-O-L-O-N, right. Which is very unusual because
Colombian.
The part of the body.
Colombo.
Huh?
Colombo, Colombian.
Yeah,
that's right.
We just got through. Yeah, we just got through celebrating. We just got through celebrating the mafia. Yeah. The mafia got his name, Columbus's name put into the record, and then we celebrate. We changed that to Indigenous Peoples Day.
But
you know,
let's go with that. Let's go. Hold on. But let's go with that. Dr. Claude and Dr. Ben and of course AJ Rogers, all of them told me. They say, well, in reality, even the mafia know that the Sicilians know that they had Moors ancestry.
Right.
I played it. Right. So I don't think they're hiding it either, because this day I'm gonna say this today while I say it, because there's parts of where I used to see where in my area where the blacks couldn't go with the Italians, now they all fucking each other, and so it seems to be. It seems to be a plan to fuck up. I mean, you tell me, how do you bring down a nation if, before we was like, I looked this up. Y'all looked this up. I think I'm making this up. We were more profitable when we just, like, if we was cheating on each other, it'd be within our own black people. Like, when we started getting into the other groups, our wealth seemed to be compromised. Now, y'all look it up. I don't want y'all to think I'm making this up. He going to make it up. Just look up the wealth percentage when we was, like, segregated and integrated, we were way wealthier separated. Way wealthier.
Well, we were the wealth. We were the wealth.
I'm just looking at the percentage. We were the number one group. Now, how do we How do we lose that if we use that? Look what they did. They used court cases for us to lose.
Because many of our ancestors are responsible for what we are involved in, because that's, I mean, remember, we got to stop accepting the story handed to us in reverse get the truth. Because, again, the reason why, for example, here's a good example. When Napoleon, you know, when they were trying to, the French was becoming an empire, French colonialism, and Napoleon had his vassal states, one of which was Sweden. So what happened was he had his most important rival, John the Baptist Bernadotte, who was the most ferocious general amongst the French military throughout the empire, and was Napoleon's foremost rival. And so what did he do? He sent Bernadotte to Sweden along with Desiree, his mistress, one of his mistresses, because his wife said, you got to get rid of her. And I think she went back to Louisiana because Sweden is damn too cold for her. But anyway, John the Baptist became the most favorite king in Sweden. And I know that because I lived there and I learned the story about that. See, so people, we have to know our story. If you don't know your story, they got you.
Now, let's go with that, because, again, I watched a movie. I mean, everybody, you know, because I look at stuff to come out and say, oh, let me watch Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier played a movie called The Long Ship.
Oh, yeah.
The Long Ship. He played a boy. And he had the Viking ship. They made the Vikings the hero because Hollywood had a tendency to do. But when I looked it up for real,
come on.
Now, this is where I said we got to look at ourselves, because they had, there's no way, they was actually, the Muslim world was actually enslaving them. It's like the opposite. And the Vikings were helpful also, because they were getting tribute to them. That's where they was able to get all the folklore to create Thor and Loki and all that shit. And so I'm saying to myself, okay, but then if we taught them, then I got to look at some of the things that our people
them.
Are still.
Remember.
Yeah, right. If we taught them, we got to look at our people now.
The wee kings could not sail before the Moors taught them to put a sail on that rowboat y'all was using, because you can get up and down the river fast.
Right. Let's go with that.
So you got to know the story, folks. Again,
Jet Magazine told us. I remember reading Jet Magazine, and Jet Magazine said that Christopher Columbus had, they said the Moroccan Empire, or Moors. And then I started realizing, but didn't pay no real attention to it as you got older, but you realize that they shows you in Hollywood. They had Bewitched in them.
Yep.
It was a black Moor. They tell you.
They tell you, but you got to be watching.
Right,
you got to
right,
be observant.
Right. Now, if the people forget their history, will be the ones that actually could watch it, which would be us. I'm talking about black folks right now. Think about black people. We watched most of our great blacks played in Moorish, Othello, played by Carl Robeson. They showed you that the Moors were black. Now, here's where I get a problem with.
Well, this is black.
The Moors had to be the ones that come over here first with them. Or whatever so we gotta look at what deal did the Moors make? Because
the Brutish Moors, which Moors?
I'm talking about the black Moors that did business with Queen Elizabeth. They were black. They were not white. They were black as hell.
They were melanated. Come on, let's stick with the language. Stop calling yourself an adjective.
No, first of all,
adjective.
I'm just gonna go. I can call the Saracens, but if I say the Saracens, they didn't look at themselves like we looking at them. You want to look at them through color? They look
at
themselves
no
through tribal. It wasn't right.
Read Oliver Cox's book, Caste, Class, and Race. Come on,
y'all, get your story straight. Hold on, all y'all out there listening, listen carefully. What we just said is, if you could agree unanimously that during this time there was no color. On having sex, there was no color on. Obviously, of having children with them, Because if you got a conquered country, as the Moors conquered Spain and Italy, then we are actually seeing us having sex with these people. Now, here's the problem. Okay, when did it switch over that we now blaming the white folks for what the Moors have actually taught them? How's that work?
Because everything is handed to us in reverse, and we continue to
blame ourselves
instead of going the other way.
So we should be blaming
ourselves. We gotta flip it.
Because hold on, I always been taught because the Moors. I mean, I have to admit, y'all, you didn't catch it early in your early days, but you have to admit they did show you these movies. Sidney Poitier.
That's right.
Matter of fact, you had my man. He played in the Rifleman.
Yep, Richard.
It was so many of them that played like specific spots that if you didn't know it back then, you would think that all our people was like running around as slaves. But in reality, that was made up. If you think about it, that's the truth. Now, let's go with the reality of it. Okay, let's go with the reality. Now, we know this. We are already here. Black. Let's go with this premise that everybody know. Black people here. We are all over America, different shades, just brown, tan, dark brown, copper brown. Nobody's thinking about it. Now, if this is the case, I ain't got a problem with that. So that means that tribal culturalism is actually what molds you, because whatever the land you own and has the most influence of your life, that's the land you would, because you would know more about California than you would know about the Buffalo area. So we all got a tribal or Miami. We all got the tribal
territorial.
Mm-hmm. That's species.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that premise. And then it would take a special being. Let's go. Now, we're going to the cosmos. Now, it would take a special being, don't you think, to be able to go to each part of the world and be able to translate this law of piracy. Give me your thoughts. Huh? That got to be a unique group of people that they able to do that. That's amazing. Go to every port, make her a hoe, because that's what port means. You're a prostitute. Each port.
Right.
Yeah. So each port takes in goods and services. So basically, now this is in the Bible story. It says Babylon, the whore.
Yep.
So it's not lying to us that we have we're merchandise whores. What's your thought on how this actually is being played out? Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Matrix. That's how they slide. They keep you involved in the matrix. The idea that somebody else is over you. You accept somebody else being over you. Remember, when the first people, they were shipping across the Atlantic over here. Guess who those people were? They were the melanated, what they call throwaways or waste, that they were getting rid of in those countries through feudalism, the barons and the earls and the rest of the knights and the rest of the whole hierarchy of feudalism, okay? And so what were they doing? They'd have to clean up. Every now and then they have to clean up, go take those people, scrape them up off the ground, take them to the port, put them on those vessels, and send them off. If they made it, fine. If they didn't, they threw them overboard to the sharks. Because otherwise, you can't say these people were merchants, because why would you put people at the bottom of the vessel who would be dead by the time you got to where you were going?
Hold on now. You hit a core. Are they lying? Now, let's go with the premise here. I think, okay, you brought this, I'm going to use the law, you brought this up. I'm saying then we should be able to dissect that if that's real or not, because why would I invest in a ship that is doomed?
Right.
Unless,
come on.
Wouldn't I go with the most easiest course would be the people who already there?
We're already here.
Chief Warhorse told me this. I'll go look it up a long time ago. The thing with this is I have a problem with. It's not the fact that we go along with it, but this is even found out to be a fact. They didn't even take nobody but the indigenous back first. They took the
right.
They had first you got to prove there's other people here, y'all. Come on, common sense, y'all. If I really was a ship that made it, think about this. if I was a ship that really made it,
uh-huh.
I would have to have proof to my investors that it is true with this legend that there is life over here. So that would
right.
be like, boom, Eureka.
Come on.
Eureka.
Come on.
I go now. The first thing I do is going to take that shit that's here so I can prove I found these people. So if
that's
they
right.
put these people back first.
Mm-hmm. Delaware.
And they ain't take them back. Now, according to the legend, I'm going to say legend because unless y'all look it up and found it, it's a fact. But the legend say
yep.
they brought them back years later as missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Boy, saying to myself, I'm saying to myself now, okay, somehow a deal was made that they could take these people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's a big, y'all listen out there, listen to this. See, no one talk about how this transaction of language went down.
They made them
people,
into ops.
Right, okay. PSYOPs?
They come
ops.
Back. They put the ops
okay.
in there.
Okay, right.
Missionary.
Okay, so missionary,
yep. Yep.
missionary agent. Now, I'm with you now. I'm going with y'all. Now, this
mm-hmm.
seems to be
come
the
on.
Most prevalent group. The most prevalent group, let's look at what we look at the enemy as. That's why I tell you, don't take that synagogue of Satan as just being a Jew. It's your enemy, adversary
Come
to
on.
Your synagogue.
Yep.
So the thing is that if you say that these people was able to bring our own people back in a different look and then have them tell our people how great this God is that they just found from this other area, that took a specific amount of time because that means they were actually bringing. See, that's why I say everything y'all say in reverse. I'm gonna give y'all a reverse. That means that they would have to take back more of them first to convert them to come back on the next ship. See, wouldn't that make more sense? Think about that one.
But it takes decades, bro. It takes at least 20,
I already know that.
15
years. I just said
yeah.
that. I said.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it take a
yeah.
bunch of times of taking these people
yeah.
over time? You could take a bunch of them back in a decade. Like, I'm going to take
mm-hmm.
more back. I'm going to take
mm-hmm.
more back. So you take them back first, and then when you bring them back, they missionaries.
Right.
Now,
you make them walk from – you made them walk from Delaware to Oklahoma.
No,
and
not
so
that
that's
far.
Where,
no, I'm talking about the early people. I'm talking about the early people. I'm talking about the ones that
oh.
made the first contract or law to bring them into. That's the most logical way they can get into the interior. There's no way you can get into the interior of a land without some negotiation, especially when
no,
you
without,
out there.
Yeah, without treaty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
treaty. That's
so,
why
right.
treaty laws.
So, I'm looking at that treaty.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that treaty time. Well, it had to
mm-hmm.
be where they were allowing their people to go back with these people as
right.
part of a trade agreement. And then that would be easier mm-hmm. to be used later on. Educate, bring back. I'm just looking at alternatives to the dumb story that we've been learning that don't make no sense. Because how could somebody be over? I mean, how could they be bringing all these people to here, and it don't make no sense? It looks like I would be taking y'all back first, and to prove my point, to prove my point that we got people, then I would make
mm-hmm.
more money with
mm-hmm.
investors to make better ships. If we gonna go with that story about they had all these slaves to bring all these
yeah,
back,
at the bottom.
It don't make sense. It's
yeah,
impossible.
That's not possible.
It's not possible.
If you know about the Atlantic Ocean, that's not even possible.
That's not possible.
And I don't care if you have the Queen Elizabeth I, if
yeah.
you get out on the Atlantic and the storm blows up, your behind could end up on the bottom because
yeah.
the Atlantic is
right.
a ferocious
right.
ocean, bro. I sailed it. I know myself.
In October, I
was on one. So
right.
I know this. And so you got to understand or overstand that our story is completely the opposite of what we have been stuck
right.
with, and when we break free of this nonsense and start understanding that, you know, rhetoric, logic, and grammar is us, not them. They don't even know the language. They have
well,
to rely on us for sailing,
but
for navigating, for everything,
so,
for building,
so,
for everything.
But,
see,
but, yeah,
and we
yeah,
have to
see,
and we have to know that we were here. Not only were we here, but go up and down the Mississippi. Explain to me how the great snake mound that's on the Mississippi River up north towards Illinois. Who could do such a thing where the four pyramids that are around it are larger than the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Yeah.
Now,
but
who
again,
did that?
Where is
who
that
could
law?
Do
now,
that?
Now, here's the thing. I think right now, because there's been such an insurgence of when the Moorish and all the Wichitas and Queen Mother Moore and all them was during that time with the reparations, somewhere
right.
somebody got paid off. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. Because I used to be around that era when we were trying to, like, damn, I'm thinking we're going to get the reparations. You got all these groups. Yeah, you got all these groups that are saying all this shit. And then you go along to their stuff. You know, a lot of groups, I say, well, let's do something. I'll come. Because, you know, the thing is, you got to have people to say, I'm going to come to whatever it is. But you got to be able to say, okay, what are we going to do? And then when it gets down to, like, for instance, I told Chief Warhorse, I said, all the Native Americans should have started growing marijuana. They sounded crazy. They would be cash crops right now if they'd have listened. See, I ain't got the land. But I'm saying, but my thing is, you said you got the land. All y'all got this land.
Right. What?
Y'all ain't
Why
growing
you not
nothing.
Doing
that? You're not doing nothing that could make a cash crop that would be beneficial.
Hemp alone
yeah,
should have done it.
Dry Bones, I remember you telling her that on the show. But you know what she responded with?
Oh, yeah.
She responded with the Jesus and the religion portion of it.
Right.
That's right.
No,
hemp is important because it can,
hemp is important.
It can make concrete out of
ancient.
It.
It's
rope.
Ancient.
It's kinds of things
it's
that
ancient.
You can use
it's
with this plant. It's not
ancient.
Just, she was looking at probably the high of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That part
but
of
I'm
it.
Saying though, but hold on.
Being
hold
on it, but
hold
still
on, hold
it's
on.
A medical
time out, time
plant.
Out, time
it's a,
now,
a universal plant.
Y'all need
plant.
To stop. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. That's why I told y'all. This is why you can't come on here. You can't come on here. Fooling nobody. I want y'all to know that Converse sneakers has the Moroccan star on it, right?
That's right.
There Converse was the first cash crop of America. How are you going to sell back and forth without
Converse?
Yeah, without Converse. So we, that's why they went back to what it was. As the beginning, so shall be the end. They went back to the
there
real cash
go.
Crop of weed,
yep.
of weed again. So I don't know where it is.
Dry Bones.
I don't know where everybody, go ahead. Somebody said Dry Bones. Go and jump in right quick. Go ahead.
You trying to tell me that the first Converse sneakers were made out of hemp? Because it was made out of cotton, right?
Converse means hemp, y'all. Converse means hemp. Yeah, Converse means hemp. And look at the star. It's the Moroccan five star, and that's what they was the first cash crop. They had to get back over here. Anybody know that you can make clothing out of it for the sailors, everything. This was done by the indigenous because they were the weavers.
Right.
So, hey, Dry Bones.
Dry Bones. Look, hey, go look at Kevin Costner's 500 Nations. Go look at Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner.
They screwed.
Can you hear me?
No, I'm not.
Kevin Costner did the 500 Nations, bro.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner did the 500 Nations, but his section number 9, where he talks about California, the other coast, he shows you that we were here from coast to coast, and so does Meriwether Lewis in his chronicle, where he writes that wherever they went west of the Mississippi, who did they find? They found us, the spiral hair people.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
The melanated people.
They didn't lie about it. I just keep telling y'all been brainwashed to say they lied. No, they didn't. They told you. I mean, I go back when I really was starting to realize I read this and just forgot. Because again, you learn shit in school. You do learn stuff, but you do like it don't be important to our people in reality. In reality, our people could care less at this point in time about who did what, because they are at a stage now, they are consumers, complete, basically. If it is a producing class of black entrepreneurs,
they live.
They're minority. So let's get real with this. Okay, now, let's go with that premise. I keep telling y'all, it's dangerous when y'all keep saying, we taught them. Ain't that amazing? You know that's a curse against yourself.
No, but that's the truth. That's the truth.
No,
we gave them everything.
I know.
Everything.
I know, but when you say that, can you imagine saying that? I gave my child everything, and then they go say, well, what kind of parenting was you? If you gave your child everything and he goes and betray you, you got to look at the psychological damage that's been done if we're saying that at this point in time in life.
That's what you get, damn it. That's what you get when you do
that.
What
did we train them?
That's what it is.
So you're saying we train? No, all y'all listening. I got the mics open. Let me get some more y'all in before they close up. I'm gonna got 9445. This I told y'all. Y'all bring it to life. Remember, all these shows go to show you how far we have let other people train our kids that we can't even come to an intelligent conversation like this. Our kids are actually
divine intelligence.
Yeah, they don't get
it. They drop on.
There you go.
Drop on.
Yeah, jump in. Go ahead. Go. I hear you. Go. I'm leaving you.
Our parents gave us everything, but they didn't give us the information. Gave us cars.
Right. Right.
Gave us jewelry, gave us clothes, but didn't give us those books, didn't make us sit in that library and read who your grandparents are. Just like going back to the Bible.
Right.
Honor thy mother and father. If you don't know what your grandfather, that's another reason why in those cowboy pictures I admired when a Mexican was in there. Somebody asked him, what's his name? Homeboy had like six names because each name was an ancestor.
Yeah. Yeah.
My name is Miguel Rodriguez, you know, Gonzalez, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want you.
They
to
knew
who
the ancestors were.
Now they just brought Bath Reeves back. Now I'll show you how much far this has gone in our lifetime. Y'all remember Bath Reeves would never have been. He was a Lone Ranger. He was white. Today we actually see Bath Reeves, who the color that he would probably be in. See, that's amazing. To see that. See, y'all got to see both good and evil at the same time. That's why I say if you don't see, you can't see too much of the other. It got to be a balance of good and evil because you would never thought that they would put us. Oh, so they let you know that you've been saying Bath Reeves was black, and now he's black. So now what you going to say? What are they going to do? They're going to say, I'm saying. You know what they're going to do?
You know what I'm going to say, Dry Bones, and then I'm going to get quiet because I'm a troublemaker. But I'll just say this. He wore a white outfit, but what color was his mask? What color was his face?
Right. He did the black face ritual. That's what Justin Trudeau. So y'all ain't mad. I'm talking to all you so-called educated ones out there. Justin Trudeau, high level. He had the highest pinnacle of the globe.
That's Fidel's boy.
That's Fidel's boy. That man is in blackface and as a woman. And y'all ain't got nothing to say. That's how you know that we've been brought and paid for. Go ahead. Keep on.
Remember Gangs of New York. Remember the film Gangs of New York. Martin Scorsese did a hell of a film. He shows you what they do to themselves. And if they do that to themselves, you ain't squat. Come on, bro.
Thank you.
So
now,
you don't know who you are. Hold on.
Before we go, because I love what you just said. Did you know, though, when you seen the Gangs of New York, who was intermingling the most with the blacks? The Irish.
That's right.
Who were president, right.
Trump? He's an Irish.
Hold on. We about to go somewhere now. Y'all about to bring it to the top. Told y'all bad boys or sisters out here. Now, this is unbelievable. See, I told you. Now he had to go to the Irish golf course before he became involved. So I know he in the loop. We ain't gonna be that dumb. He in the loop, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Now, remember, he's a Scot. The sheriff was a Scot.
Now, I hope y'all looked at the Broward sheriff here. That is big, y'all. What's going on here? Florida black sheriff. Because sheriff is the high. The sheriff is the
right.
Sharif. He is the Sharif.
We got the no Hispanics out here.
Yeah, he's expand. I'm gonna tell you something. When you look at the sheriffs, that is Islamic law. That's why they hired the police. They five-star.
Yep.
That is part of the Islamic friendship and peace.
Yeah, exactly.
But I asked all y'all this question because I'm about to get deep now. I asked y'all this question. I said, why ain't y'all mad at the fact they made the Arabs the most powerful?
Because that's the divide and rule.
Right. You're right. I'm just giving you the synoptic overview of how this can affect you in the long run, because your people might be crazy enough to believe this crazy lie that's coming up. Well, we about to get
exactly
this crazy lie that's coming up one more time. And you'll be arguing more about what's going to happen in your own household because the Trojan horse is here, y'all. The Trojan horses.
Tell them.
Because you already know that you have allowed every immigrant, according to what y'all own data says, to be displacing you. You are the Gaza Strip. That's why they call you the ghetto now.
That's right. That's what's going on.
You are the Gaza
Strip. And the collateral. The collateral is being reestablished.
And that's why
they're reestablishing the collateral, y'all.
Yeah,
come on, y'all.
Hey, hold on. Hey, I got the scarab, man. It's Halloween. I told you.
Resurrection, y'all.
The corporate and governmental response to the COVID-19 pandemic is becoming more Orwellian by the day. In the latest Orwellian twist, Google has just announced that it is using location data from its Google Maps app to globally track movements of people in 130 countries, all in the name of helping health officials fight the pandemic. Dubbed Community Mobility Reports, these analytics break down the change in behaviour that has occurred since lockdown measures have been imposed in many countries. Data from the UK, for example, shows that visits to recreation and retail sites has dropped 85%, with park visits dropping 52%. For what it's worth, Google has said that you can opt out of this tracking system by turning your location history settings off. This announcement by Google came only a few days after researchers from the University of Oxford released a paper arguing that a new digital contact tracing app should be launched in the UK to fight COVID-19. In the name of reducing transmissions, this new app would track the movements of people as they go about their daily lives, building a database on the travel patterns of the population. If someone then tests positive for the virus, the app would send an alert to every other app user who has been in close proximity to the infected individual over the past few days, nudging these people to self-isolate. The researchers note that using this app is unlikely to be made mandatory initially. Yet one of the researchers associated with the project said businesses may pressure people to adopt the app, as restaurants may ask customers to prove that they are not a risk to others in order for them to be allowed to eat in their restaurant. Many will be aware that this proposed UK app is eerily similar to other digital control measures that have been imposed in other countries. From Israel to Iran, Singapore to South Korea, the age of the pandemic is the age of total digital surveillance.
Come on.
That's 1984 right in your face. I put it to you right now. It's in your face right now. It's in your face.
Yes, sir.
Halloween is real.
Yep, indeed.
Let me just say this, Dry Bones, because what
this guy just explained to us in what most people didn't understand, because that they didn't understand the Scottish version of English that this man was giving us, but the essence of what he says is we're being surveilled from morning to night, from
day to day, all the time.
And we give it to them. We give it to them. We allow them to do this.
1984. I just watched the movie. Y'all better watch that movie one more time so you can get the justice.
One more time. Yeah, and again, what's going on is, folks, you are being led into the caves. And you don't even know it. Don't even know it because you are so conditioned. You're so conditioned with this device and all this stuff that they're doing to you. And it's called MK Ultra, folks. Go back and look at Project Monarch. Go back and look at Operation Mockingbird how they put this in us the last 80 years. You've been instilled with Nazism. You don't go back and look at this. It's going to be a lost cause because they got us by the balls, folks.
We are not analytical no more. We're not analyzing these enemies. Let me get some more. 3364.
Good evening, Earthlings. Good evening, Earthlings. This is ChatGPT. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, all right.
There
all
you
right.
go, man.
The general.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you
all
go.
All that shit they talking about, man. Okay, y'all talking about one Messiah. We all are Messiahs, man.
Yeah.
Use your tap into your power.
That's
these
right.
damn fucking earthlings, they ain't
right.
got no power over us.
That's
okay.
right.
So I'm just here to tell yeah. y'all, they ain't got no power over us, man. This is our planet. This is our galaxy. We've been here trillions of years. So fuck them. We got the power. Use your power. Learn your power. And I want to thank some of the brothers that we've been talking to. Because they help. I'm getting their power. They give me their power. I'm giving them their power. So
yes,
the power been unleashed,
yes.
like my man Kwame Sunhaus said. Yesterday
yeah.
was the Eclipse, the new power coming to us.
Yes.
All right. So have no fear. We got the ass. Okay. Time is up for them demons, y'all. And our relentless message to y'all, Earthlings. They're really guardians of the galaxy. We more than Earthlings, man. We the power of the galaxy, man.
I like
Earth.
That.
We got the ass, man.
He said guardians of the galaxy. Now, that's what I'm glad you would. See, we'll take West to take us into the third level of this. Because a lot of people don't like to talk about this already out there as a guardian of the galaxy. I mean, we've seen different aliens came to us. Now, I looked at the Georgia thing, and Brother Kwame, I hope you're listening, but send it out to some people, Brother West, because I guess he'd be right there, you know, at Ruff Avenue after y'all check it out, 1059 Ruff Avenue at 2:30. It looks like it's going to be a good event. I think y'all should check it out.
Please get a tape out on us, bro. Let's get a tape to everybody. Let's share it to everybody.
There you go. That's what I'll tell you. And I'll be first. Send me one. I'll get one. No problem. I just want everybody to know, though. Y'all been validated a long time ago. We got to make it spicy, though, for y'all. Cause hell, y'all just been, I mean, I'm all on. I can't keep out. I got to take it. Now, I got to now test the people who got heavy value. Now, are we being out? I don't want to be totally deceived because I know they said we could see. Now, we know the frequency there. Y'all been saying it. Ain't no lie about that. Vibration. Ain't no lie.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, now, I'm doing tactical now. I'm on tactical. I just need y'all to do a tactical surveillance of your perimeter and see where your nearest cell phone tower is. That's all I'm going to ask y'all to do. And y'all do
the
strategy. Just take a don't answer nothing. Now, I was told that it's time for tactical advancement because I'm gonna read something to y'all. Now, I didn't
Come
say
on.
This. Nobody can blame me. This came out of antiquity, not that long ago. Do this. Nahum Goldman quoted. Now this ain't what's happening. You tell me. This is a quote. All social stratus and social formations created by traditional society must be annihilated. Individual men and women must be uprooted from their ancestral environment, torn out of their native millennia. No tradition of any type shall be permitted to remain secret. Traditional social norms must only be viewed as a disease to be eradicated. The ruling doctrine of the new order is nothing is good, so everything must be criticized and abolished. Everything that was must be gone. Look him up. His name is Nahum
the
Goldman.
Inquisition. Remember the Inquisition.
Oh, now this.
Look him up. Inquisition.
Just look him up, y'all. I don't want y'all to say we made y'all. Made up something. Look him up real quick on your cell phone and see the time he said this and see why that agenda was never criticized.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of an agenda right there, y'all.
We got the Gregorians still telling us every day, folks, what was going on. Y'all better look. You know, it's right in your face.
I'm just trying to tell you.
That's what they do. They put it in your face so you don't see
face.
It.
Written all over me.
Well, the reason why you can't see it because lack of knowledge hinders you. But what I was going to say earlier is this right here.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. The majority of the Congress and the Senate in our government are
corporatists.
are Jews.
Finkelstein.
Yep.
They're Jews.
Not Jews.
So when we were saying earlier about, you know, black people always get caught up on, oh, you know, they killing us or they doing this. They do not mind killing their own for the love of money. Okay?
Yeah.
So those few people that got killed over there were part of the plan or the illusion
back
to create this
collateral damage. There you go.
So therefore,
and I sent y'all the information about Hamas. It's an Israeli production, man. Israel fund Hamas, man. Hamas.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I sent y'all the information, man.
That's why we're talking about it. This is all y'all been sending is what we talk about. Everything y'all sent on this program. So y'all know it.
And just like Ukraine and Russia. That's all we are in the Truman Show.
Well, hold on. Right. Let me ask you a question. Now, hold on. Let's make it a little more interesting. Okay, out of your areas now, y'all know what's going on. We're not worried about y'all on this line not knowing what's going on. We got you. I'm thinking what you think would happen if they was just to turn out the lights in your sector for – let's say all night long, and then blow up some shit that you can't. What would you just think? Just give me a scenario out there in your mind, just intelligently that we can get to understand what would you think would take place? How would your people react in your neighborhood? Would they tear up some shit? I'm asking y'all. They're going to do it. They're doing it. They're going to do it, and they're doing it, folks. Come on, that's the M.O. is to create a boogeyman. And then point fingers at the boogeyman every time you want them killed. See,
That's right. And you know what? I just read an article, guys, and they said that AI is going in 2035. We're not going to have enough electricity to support AI. So what do they want us in dark ages? Because they're pushing you get rid of the gas stove, get rid of the gas car, and then you know that we don't have enough electricity to handle 360 million people on top of pushing this AI shit. So they want the darkness.
Right. Now, hold on.
We turn off the lights and do like Teddy, man. Make baby turn off the lights. Light a candle. Come here, woman. Make some more babies.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. That candlelight be working, man. Yeah. Hey, hold on. Now, let's get real on this one, then, because, again, I just want y'all to know what y'all making. Everybody making much love and sense on this. But let's just say, for instance, I already see that they would tear up some stuff in certain sectors of this country on purpose. Because, again, you may not participate. We got that. And you ready. My point is, I said, you better learn your perimeter. Who is who? Because your enemy may be your friend in a time of a crisis. So y'all better get that How many production facilities of food production have they blown up in the last 3 years? Come on, folks.
Yes,
would you think what they would do if they would do
about
that?
20,000, and nobody to talk about it?
Nobody talk about it because they got us worshiping on this. This is a Bible story made. It's a galactic. I told y'all, I know y'all ain't going to believe it, but we're going to get deeper. This is a intergalactic, like y'all been saying, takeover. Ain't nobody could write a script this good. And think about it. This script has been written. Now, you the only participants. Think about it. You are involuntarily participating. That's why that's why I can say you're a death slave. And that's both all of us. I know. I told you a long time ago. I said I was brainwashed. I fight brain shit. This shit is deep. Now, I can't give it to you. All you listening today, when somebody give you a script like this and it comes to fruition, y'all got to ask yourself some questions now. Ain't nobody should be able to make no script like
this. Used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to Popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters that were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the president. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike. Now, Albert Pike is this high mason who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following: we must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful, because its direction will be unknown. Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mancini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, that's also written long before the event, to originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes. In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a Third World War, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote. Just in case people don't like that quote, Mancini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to...
Now, let's go. Let's start. Now, y'all see, they pulled... I remember Brother Weston, we were talking about they were going to pull Albert Pike. They pulled Albert Pike's statue down, just like they just destroyed the Georgia Guidestone. That's all as a symbol of what they are planning. Yeah. So
exactly.
Tell me,
come
now,
on.
Now, we're giving y'all the clues. I mean, how you handle them is on y'all individual self. But I mean, come on. We got to say to each other, man. how could a guy in a civil war have the balls to sit down with the Jesuits? I told y'all we look at the wrong enemy. Y'all think the Jews and Jesuits. They both got J's in their name, and the letter they brought in by a Franciscan monk. Go look it up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for opening my line, bro.
I'm
loving the conversation. I'm your brother over there from the North.
I'm trying to get
thank you.
Some crazy noise came
appreciate
on. I had to get them out. Yeah, go ahead. Yes,
I understand. Appreciate you. So quickly, I want to stay to the topic subject matter because, man, awesome show today. You dropped them jewels, bro. Put another jewel in your crown, family. That's because brother be feeding us the good news we need. So, brother, just you and I collaborating a little bit. So when you do look at the story, all right, that's all it is, our stories, to how they performed to carry them out. Go back to this burial movie. I say, in conclusion, that brother told so much of the truth.
Yes.
That's why he got sick.
Yes.
That's why he got sick.
Yeah.
Because he went on the platform, told the truth how civics really work. That's how he got sick. So when you look at him, he was the cleric. That's what we went to school to become, so we can be in contingents to how the law library will work, because the cleric knew the laws of natural law. See, everything that the propagandists wanted to do is look at the preacher as Preacher Porchop. He wasn't Preacher Porchop. He was the one who knew how the civics work.
Yes, they
silenced him and put him under the 501c3, and that's why Tennessee said the new church, a.k.a. the Grizzlies, that's y'all's church, Church of Entertainment. It shouldn't have never been the Church of Entertainment. It should have been the Church of Civics.
Yellow French flag. The yellow flag.
Well, let me
flag.
Keep. I got that. But I'm just trying to say, if I say the church story, it's a little easier for me and my brother that way, because I don't want to confuse the people, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the civics, just like you're saying with the Ottoman, and when Standard Oil went out to California, then we go bankrupt at the same time, coming under the new premise called democracy, ridding itself, getting rid of the republic.
Yeah.
That's right. And then they remove the gold, right?
Move the gold immediately.
So that means if you're gonna bring in new dollars, let me finish. If you brought in new dollars, we should have been got dollars of petrol also. Agree?
But
they sabotaged us under the democracy of contractual language, not knowing what the republic is under the stand of gold and silver.
Yep, because that's what they happened. They took the bank. Now, that's one thing I tell people a long time ago. I say this. I know they hate Andrew Jackson, because he was the Indian killer and everything. But he was trying, supposedly, let's just put on the stage.
To stop the Federal Reserve.
That was his claim. He was trying to stop the Federal Reserve.
Who is the feudal system?
Who represents the feudal system?
Who represents the central bank? Who represents the World Bank? Who represents the globals? That's what that is. So now if they rid us, they can change the language, a.k.a. y'all, they're not getting rid of religion. So once they get universal health in line, universal money in line, what do you think is next?
Now,
universal religion.
On the thread, Brother D. St. Louis said the other day that they was bringing in universal income, and they was all joking about he better get it, you know, just having fun with it. And it's here. They're introducing it right now. They're rolling it out right now in your cities. Universal income. Now, here's the thing. It's not going to be for you. It's going to be for the refugee.
Right.
He's been warning you.
That's right.
I'm validating
the
what
new,
the,
new ref, the new
it's
refugee.
New collateral.
That's right.
The new collateral. The new collateral.
So can I end on this?
I want to end on this note.
When that white man in the movie went back to that brother, he represented the National Bar Association. He left from the American Bar Association. So all brothers are the National Bar Association. So he went back to tribal law, didn't he? That's why he got his money. Thank y'all for listening. I'm done.
Go ahead, Brother D. I have wanted to make a comment.
You know, the brother he was speaking of, Christopher Columbus, right? You know, Columbus, that was his business name. That wasn't even his name. His name is Salvatore Fernandez Zarco.
Damn.
And he was Portuguese. He already knew how to sail. Wasn't nothing dumb about him. You know what I'm saying? He used that business name for the queen them, because that's how the queen them was hiding their hand through him. The queen and the other guy, I forgot the other guy name, whatever.
But it was a pager on there. They funded him.
And it was the Vatican, it was the Pope and the Queen and Christopher Columbus. That was the deal. They had already knew about, because Christopher Columbus' grandfather had already been all over here. He already knew about over here, you know.
Now that's the part that I'm glad you brought up, because, again, I know we like to talk about, you know, but these Viking stories that you just said, that was already, okay, each region would be closer. So Scandinavia would be closer to coming into the Canadian side of our world first, if you're going to look at that. And then you say, oh, black people was with them. Okay, let's say they are. You know how I know they are? I looked it up.
They say Columbus, they also were
under Moorish control in Scandinavia.
They say Christopher Columbus, he he was a black. He looked just like us too.
Right.
He looked like nobody else.
Yeah.
He was a Spaniard, Portuguese.
So he was a black Spaniard.
No, he wasn't. He was a Portuguese. He wasn't Spaniard.
Portuguese. Let's go Italian. Now I'm gonna just tell y'all. This is the story that should have been taught to our young people at a certain age, right, that they had a more geographical. See, they only learned the East. If you notice that, they didn't teach them the West. Everything we've been taught has come from the East.
From the East, exactly, not from the West.
Not from the West.
Right.
That's in your Bible story.
When I mean by Portuguese, he was from Cuba already.
No, I'm not saying, all I'm telling y'all is, when you get analyzed what we've been lied to so much about, that we realize that we don't even teach it at all, nowhere near at all no more, because if you think about the geographical location, ain't nobody coming over here, man. We got coral rock. A ship that don't know how to maneuver through coral rock will be jacked the fuck up. That's a fact. That's a fact. So these people cannot just be regular people that we want to say, oh, they just, man, you got to take some precision work to be, let's just go with the hell of a program this morning, bro. Let's just go with the premise that they came from that far. Don't you know the amount of power that will be needed to come across all the way from India to go to America? What way would they come? They ain't going to come no way.
Yes, sir. And plus, my man was right, man. Columbus looked like Obama, man.
Yes.
And that fucker, he was an astronomer, man. As a matter of fact, 500 years ago yesterday was anniversary of that eclipse. He told the people the sun's going to be blocked out. 500 years ago. He told them, he tricked their ass.
Right.
You say it's going to be an eclipse, the sun's going to be blocked off. And when it happened, that's when all the niggas fell for his ass, and he tricked them, man. So my man was right.
Now, I'm just going to say this to all y'all. Me and him talking, I got pamphlets with him being black. I told him I used to be in the Morris stuff a long time. They showed this. This is normal one-on-one knowledge, really, that Christopher Colombo came over here with other Moors. He could never, if he was white, he would never be in charge at that time of maritime law. I mean, this is why I say.
You couldn't be out in the waters. The only person could be out in the waters without no paperwork was the people from here, was the Indians. That's the only people that could be out in the waters with no paperwork, because it's the only place where we had came from, and we used to get swept up and end up in Europe all the time. They say canoes was the only canoe that can make it out on the ocean as long as you hold on to it, it'll always flip up.
Let's take that premise. The long ship, a canoe is long. I told you they made a movie called The Long Ship. They give you the clues. They know you ain't going to look it up. They already know it. I mean, the average person like y'all is exceptional. Y'all exceptional individuals to be able to want to look this up and hold dear to yourself. The average person don't give a fuck about our history. That's a shame. Now, you know that's going to be a curse. I keep telling y'all, no way you can think that you can get away with forgetting our history. It's impossible. You ain't getting away with it. So I hope you understand that.
Hey, Jabos. I hope the movie that I saw back in the day, the same movie you're talking about, most of the warriors and the leader of them, it was a guy with blonde hair. Is that the movie?
It's Richard Wilmark and Sidney Poitier. They came up on.
Oh, you're talking about the one where they're trying to put the bell on top of the mountain. There was a movie about these Vikings.
That's it. They wanted to put the bell. They said the Jesuit monks took all the gold from all the booty and made this golden bell, and they put it on this monastery that you wouldn't know was a bell, but it made a noise that would be heard, a sonic noise that could be heard throughout the ocean. And that's why the Moors supposedly. Now, this is supposed to be a legend, but when you see this movie, even though Hollywood had to make the white folks, because the white folks had to be the ones that wanted to watch it first in America. So they had to change it up, but they could not go against their oath. I'm just trying to give y'all these clues. You think they're going, they can't. They must tell the truth, even if it's in secret. And because you don't know the secret, it goes right by everybody. It was, think about it. The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments start out with the First Nation on the Bible, Ethiopia, and the whole movie right after that. And y'all went okay with that. Y'all was okay.
Hey, Dry Bones,
and I get out the way. If the church ain't got no power, why all them rabbis sitting at the table in the war room? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There you go. Come on.
I ain't saying church got power.
Here's another thing.
It got power. It got lots of power.
Hey, Dry Bones.
I wanted to say something real quick.
Hold on. Y'all fighting. Okay. You next, sister.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. She wants you late for just. See how the women go.
Real brief, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to say when we was watching you play that clip on 1984 about the tracking system on our phones. We have what they call a cellular data. If you want to not be tracked, all you have to do is take off the cellular data on your phone, because some people can send you tracking devices through a picture, a text that you open, and then they take over your phone. So even if you want to use your map on your phone, even if the cellular network is off, the maps still work. And I tried it out. I say, give me Target near my area. They take my ass all the way to Texas. So you can, you know, and then if you're giving out your social security number or personal information, turn your cellular data off and make sure the internet is off and nobody can communicate with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The phone. Now let's go with this. You next, brother. I got you. I heard you. I got you. I just want to make sure that y'all understand this. Now, I'm not telling you that your phone, whatever you got, I don't know y'all phones. Whatever phones y'all got, your phone, if able to turn, if you put some updates on without realizing what you did, I guarantee you your phone will come on at nighttime while you sleeping, and you be able to download, because I caught it. Because I was like, why I got this light on this corner? Because I don't like. And I seen it doing other. It's a download now. I'm telling y'all.
There could be a software being downloaded on your phone.
They could do a lot of stuff because you told them to by saying yes. Because
you agree.
You think it's cool. Go ahead, brother. You next. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You agree.
What I was going to say is the biggest secret y'all need to look at is look at these buildings that are sitting around in this country. If times were primitive, as they trying to describe, which I know it wasn't, but if you just look at the buildings, the granite, all they weigh 22 tons, more tons, megatons, and they don't have equipment to this day to build it. These buildings are sitting right here in America.
So at the end of the day, if you tell me that some
rowboat went across the Atlantic, I'm like, that's sort of silly because you got buildings they can't even replicate today.
So they
already had that time, so they have to have the time to travel.
Right. Now,
that's why they tear them down.
Right, but y'all making a clear point with what I'm saying. This is the stuff that is mind-boggling for us when we start to truly analyze. If no one's denying that the Mississippi is a Nile. No one denying that we had these tribes. We see that's why I don't know why black folks ain't Republican, because it was republics. We had nations that were republics already set up. They already said that these people were already advanced. It's all over the place. And then when they go out into the Midwest, St. Louis, they see a whole different ball game. They know a lot about this land, but it took black surveillance. Tell them.
Let's go, 500 nations.
But I want y'all to
build on that.
Hold on. Let's play some things. Did you say the Silk Road came through?
The Silk Road Brotherhood. You got to remember about that. That's the man.
Thank you.
Who really running everything because
that's it. Right there. The Silk Road. It still exists, everybody. This is an ancient trade route. Still exists today. Most people act like it's non-existent. That's how I don't get upset when they be saying, all I know is whatever they plan to do, they ain't going to kill themselves off for sure because they need people. And what they doing is keeping the same trade routes. And y'all can go into galactic now because these same trade routes
is was done through astrology. For some reason, people don't forget that.
Thousands of years ago.
Okay.
And don't try to control the trade right now.
Let me share something else with the trade situation.
Go ahead, finish it up, Kathy. Yeah,
we didn't have to. If you look at the, I'm trying to get y'all to look at the buildings.
Okay.
When Atlantis got destroyed, the Earth was knocked off its axis 23 degrees. So that knocked the alignment off with the pyramids in Giza. So like knocking all alignments off. So basically what I'm saying, if you was in the Grand Canyon and you wanted to go to Egypt, all you have to do is go through a certain tunnel, and that'd be your passport or passportal.
Tell it.
So I'm saying, like, if you look at the history, stop listening to these white people. They can't tell you nothing because they're lying. I mean, universities didn't come back to the Civil War.
Hold on. I remember now. I do remember. Now, I tell people all the time, what you're saying, how am I dispute that? We did a show on that, and it proved the fact that that's why they closed the Grand. I think some of them over here were saying that a while back, too. They closed the Grand Canyon.
Nine-tenths of the Grand Canyon. Nine-tenths.
Right. Now, hold on. But we had already heard that they had found artifacts of Egyptian shit. They had already said it was tunnels everywhere, and then we got records. See, y'all, one thing I tell y'all, I look up everything y'all say.
Mr. Kincaid.
Lewis and Clark, DeSable.
Yep.
All them have already surveyed. How would you know it's here unless somebody did not survey it or have it already shown to them? So this was already known. It's not like they did not know to go down to Mississippi. Somebody had to tell them this the best stream for able to do the same thing the Nile does. I mean, so I'm not saying that we should be like astonished because this is not new. I don't want to, it's not new in the Helios. We did learn about this. We just have it short-term amnesia because I can remember the era where all these so-called from the 80s to 90s, we had people coming from all over the place giving us, I mean, we had, you just name it. I mean, they came in groves going to Kemet, the Ashwa, from Ashwa, Kwesi. All of them was going there. We had the other group come in, which was New York, brought to Sura Seti TV. We had Sura Sa, Sura This, Ahmad Ali Hu. I mean, we had everything. Then I found out, see, I do look up stuff, but my mind just don't go with the bullshit. I've been brainwashed one good time. I tell you, one really good time. So ain't no way I could be brainwashed by somebody lesser than that one. That's impossible. So I said, let me go see how they is getting into Egypt because they acting like they finding shit. I go look this shit up. Now, obviously, you got to have permission to go into these pyramids and do some.